this week we're going to talk about the bottom of Ted 12 on the day, so the Gemara quotes Rabbi's Memris, that a person has to be careful to be mafid ben adreken. When you recite Kriyat Shema, and one word ends with the same letter that the next word begins with, you have to be careful to pause slightly between the first word and the second one, and to pronounce that letter twice. And so on. And we discussed this in Machlokes in the Mishnah, whether this is identical with the previous thing that's mentioned in the Mishnah, that the Hakir has to be Mizaktik, and the Yevit, if you're not Mizaktik, is Machlokes, and you pass it up to the Yevit, you are Yosef. So, who are the Nami, the Yevit here, you go to Yosef, that's not most of the Mishnah in the film. And then there was one minority opinion that's not the Hirish word, that if he's not Machlokes Ben Abdekin, he's missing a letter. Mamshi, that's not a letter. He's not yet at all. Even the evidence, this is not subject to dispute. The Machlokes Chachamim, as long as Lord Dikdik Yosef, he didn't pronounce everything exactly correctly. But it was a little off. But if he lives out a letter, enough, I don't know this. The name is wrong. Should have given that muscle also. I don't know. Places doesn't matter then either.
No,
I don't know. No.
You can't hear me.
I don't know, it's a good question. I'm sure in the right approximate it is mentioned. Sure, there's a sefer I mentioned last week. There's a sefer Yisoid V'Shara Shavoda. It's a Mutter sefer that was written by a great Gaon who lived in Gaon, and at the same time he was only Gaon, I think. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes everything else. And the sefer Yisoid V'Shara Shavoda. So he had a whole arichas about this. That was at the time that all the people who read Torah knew all the Talmud Bavli. So he only quotes Zayas. And his sefer only quotes from Zayas. Not him to quote from Talmud Bavli because his readers are all familiar with that already. So he has a long section about reciting Kriyat Shema and Masad Ben Azvekin. And he tells out and has all the letters with the Nikudis and how you have to pause in between this word and that word, because if you don't pause it'll sound like this and it'll sound like that, and you'll be missing this letter and it'll sound like a different word. Very long, there's some pages in this. I'm sure he has the name Israel. I don't know why the Gemara didn't have. I don't know. So the Gemara had a comment.
Oh, the name can be pronounced the same as anything else without a word.
That's what I'm saying. Okay, but it's still a problem.
Yeah, a problem, but it's not missing.
It's still a problem. If you'll say quickly, you'll be missing a yud. You'll be missing a yud. So last week we left off with the last member. Amar Akonah Brat Chanina Chalakari Kriyashma Vazakti Kriyashi Yaseahu. One who observes his din, and he pauses in between the two words that have the same sound. The second word begins with the same sound as the first word ends. So one who is mazatik about this, mitzana nimlo gehenna. What does it mean? They cool off gehenna from this. What does it mean? So the Rishayim say, in the Tosfos of Yira Chosri, he writes that Shab is his chalilo v'chalilo, turns out that this person has to go to gehenna. So in the schus that he's mazatik in this halacha, so he'll get a break and it'll be a little cooler.
Right, so that's what
the Rabbi Rachman said. If Amila one deserves to go to Canada because of other affairs that he did, so then this course will carry him through and give him a break. Probably doesn't belong to Canada. So that's the capture that's bothering the Rishonim. That's exactly what's bothering the Rishonim. So the Bali Atosis, Rabbi Rachman is the Bali Atosis. He says if it turns out he deserves Ganim, so he'll have an easy break. The Vilna Goyim is bothered with this kasha. He quotes from the Tikkuni Goyim have a different answer on this. He claims that even Tzaddikim who don't believe in burning Gehenna, they go to Gan Eden, but on the way to go to Gan Eden, they have to pass by Gehenna. They don't go into Gehenna, they have to pass by Gehenna. And as they pass by Gehenna, it's not they pass by Gehenna, it's not there. So the people who are the Tzaddikim who are going to Gan Eden, but they have to pass by Gehenna and it's not, so they won't even feel it as the passing by. That's what he interprets. Where does this Lashon come from? It's not in the Mod Gehenna. What's not Lashon about? So the Gemara says, Shenema, it's based on our remnants from our prophets. And Shehillim, in Perek Samachas, the whole parasha speaks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving Eretz Yisrael to the Bnei Yisrael and chasing out the Yom HaTov. And they're very difficult psukim there. The Hebrew is very hard to translate. So this is called Perakim Kim. So the Pasuk says, the Sore, Shabbai, Malachim, Bo, Tashlai, this is Talmud. What does it mean? The Sore, Shabbai, Malachim, Bo? Bo is the kind of
king.
Yeah, what does that mean? Well, the Rebbeinu Shalom, one of the Nesudis lines chart like this, a difficult topic. Rashi has a dozen lines like this. The Nesudis lines, when the Rebbeinu Shalom will kick out the Umas Olam, the Goyish king, from Eretz Israel, then what will happen? The previous topic describes, the topic right before this, describes the Rebbeinu Israel are sitting in Golos and they're picking up all the dead habits from the Umas Olam, the Nesudis Israel. And they become pashvat, like the Pasuk describes in Shir HaShirim, Afirulim, Shadish Rachorish, Shafafti HaShomish. But basically, even though I look on the outside like I'm full of Averis, I'm very Fargoyish, but on the inside, the Bnei Yisrael still have a Yiddish in the Shem. So that's the way the Pasuk interprets this Pasuk. The Pasuk right before this says, the Bnei Yisrael suffered in Golos, and it picked up the Midas Ross in the Goyim. But basically, inside, they still retain the Tintal Yid. So that's what the Pasuk interprets in this Pasuk, when the Rebbeinu Shalom they chase out all of the Yomer Sarilam, all the British kings from Eretz Israel, then Tashleg the Talmud. Sheleg. Tashleg, you make a verb out of the noun Sheleg. So Sheleg is white. So white is snow. So that's a verb that means to whiten. So what is the Rebbeinu Shalom going to whiten? He's going to whiten the Shvat Tiponim that the Yidin has from being in Golos for so many years. So he will whiten that. The Talmud means as if we were, let's say, coal miners. And this, we're in a coal mine where our faces and our bodies are all black with dirt from head to toe. So we were in the Golos. That's like being in a coal mine where we're all black from head to toe. So the Rebbeinu Shalom will chase out the Goyish king and will bring the Eden back into Eretz Yisrael and we will look clean as snow, white as snow. That's the truth of Shalom. That's the Parsha Shalom. So the Gemara says, Avera Hadrash, in interpretation, the Soreis is where our sins, and it's sharp, even Pshuto. The word the Foresh means the same as the Foresh. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mafrish, and he will scatter, he will send away, he will sever, he will separate the Goyish kings. So send away the PLO, send away all the Palestinians, and the Son of God, the whole time. The Arabs, send away the Arabs. So that's the Pshat Parsha Shal. Even though it says the Foresh, it means the same as the Foresh. Hu Yafrish is all the Son, and he'll take all the Arabs out of Eretz Yisrael. The Foresh Shadayim Elochim. So the Gemara gives an additional level of interpretation that the Foresh means the same as the Foresh, and it's the same anyway. Even on the Berach HaPshat it's the same. And what instead of Foresh means scattering, sending away, severing the connection of the Arabs, the Arabs Israel, who send away all the Palestinians, it means when a person is Foresh Shakai, when it's the Kabbalah, Ma'al Shamayim, and the word Shindalgim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when the Pasuk shot in the Pasuk, they can feel the Mizrach HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send away the Arabs and Eretz Yisrael. Keep them out. According to this additional level of interpretation, the Avera Hadrash means when a Yid Zok Krishna, when his Makabal Olam HaMach HaShemayim, and his Mafrish, Bein HaZvekim, and he pauses in between one word and the other, then the Rebbeinu Shalom as a reward will give him, it won't be white as snow, it will be cool as snow. We take the word Sheleg and we make a verb out of it. So what does that verb mean? I'll be true to the verb means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make us white. He will white us. We won't look black like we did because of the Golos. So now, it means, even when the person goes with Talmudis, the true to Shalmika means when the Yidin sits. Talmud means Talmudis. It means the same thing anyway. Golos. According to the Pasuk Shat, it means the Golos. Golos is like the shadow of death. Talmudis. So the word Talmud means Talmud anyway, according to Pshuta, but it's referring to the Golos, and we became Pashkarites in the Golos, and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will whiten us, he will purify us, when we come back there, it's his throat, but it must not. Tikri, before they, Elevatorish, that's the same anyway. And I think the Talmud and the Talmud, that's the same anyway. The two words, the Gemara and Al-Tikri, is the same Al-Tikri as it is Al-Tikri, but the whole interpretation of the process from the beginning to the end is different. It has nothing to do with the Rebbeinu Shalom sending away the Arabs and the Jews moving back into Eretz Yisrael, but rather, when we say Kriyas Shema, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cool off the fires of Gehenna.
Yes.
Yes. Why Krishna? Why not? I mean, it's basically a din of Kriyas Shema. Whenever you learn Tanakh, This din that you have to be mafresh bein hazvekim is not only limited to Kriya Shema, it applies to Pesukah de Zimra, it applies to all Pesukim, when you're not a Sedra, Kriya Shema. And it also applies to davening. Whenever you're speaking, you have to speak properly. So once the Gemara quoted the memory of Rav Chama Bar Chanina, the Rebbe from the Pesukim, then he quoted another memory of his. You know Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Rav Chama memory. Rashi says that. Yeah. Shatai means Kabbalah Malach Hashemayim. Malachim bo tashlei means Malachim bo tashlei b'salmon. The word Malachim means be Malachim yimloku. One who learns Torah becomes a Melech. The Pasuk initially says that if the Torah is speaking, says be by learning Torah. Malachim yimlochim, ma'am malchi rabbonim. A lot of malachim knows him on Torah. So the Pasuk says, the Sforesh Shakai Kama, according to the Pshuta means the Sforesh Shakai Malachim, and because Malachim will chase out the Yerushalayim. Boy, in Eretz Yisrael, Tashlek B'Tzalmon, when the Jews return to Eretz Yisrael. And according to the Drash, everything is read differently. The Sforesh is, the Taisha of the Sforesh and Tzalmon say the same. I think we that's the same as the Pshuta, but the Pshuta is different places. The first shakem is when we separate the words, Molochim, Molochim go, those, the Torah, which gives people the power of Malchus, those of us have become like Molochim, my Malchi Rabbonis, Molochim go means the Torah, Tashlek B'Tzalmon in the schut of separating the words of the Torah when they recite the Kriya Shema, so this will cool the Gehenna. You have to, when you read the Rashi, you have to pause after the word B'Tzalmon, and then you say, HaTorah Rashi, Bo, Molochim Yimlochu, Tashlei with the tzana lachor selam of the schus hatzarim is the schus separating the words. Rashi Amishlek, Rashi Antillin quotes this shot from the Gemara. Instead of writing the pshuto, Rashi writes the drash. When you read the Rashi Antillin, you can't figure out at all what's going on because he doesn't quote the whole drash from the Gemara. He just says the word malachim is referring to talmid chachamim as it says be malachim in love. It doesn't tell you the rest of the drash. Here, it gives you the whole drash. The schus ha-tera that he separated the words from each other, it will cool again.
Read
it chassidus.
Yeah. Because the Washington Report suggests that certainly the combination, as you said earlier, that you see that.
No. Why is it meter to naked meter? This is says. What kind of a style is that? Why don't you say that the son and Gehenna are doing other mitzvahs? What's that to do? It's difficult. Some of the give different shots. They're all difficult shots. I don't know. In what's another unrelated member? Adrash on another post. Lama nishmachu aholim v'necholim. Aholim represents aholi tayra. Rashi writes. What in Midrash? You have to be standing Yosef Ahalim, so you need Ahalim Tera. Matovo Alev Yankit goes off on Batik and Nisi, it's a Batik and Yosef. So the Gemara says in the Parshas Volok, there's a Snichas HaPsukim. Necholim, a Nachal is a stream, a river, which can be Netayer as its name. A river can serve as a mikveh. There's two kinds of a mikveh. There's a mikveh and there's a mayim. It depends what the source of the water is. If the water is from the rain, may kishamim or may shlogim, if it's melted snow, then it's only mitahir if it's b'yesh boris, if it's sitting still in a crack in the ground, a shever. You have to have stagnant water. And if it's rolling, if it's zeichlin, then it's no good. But if the source of the water is from under the ground, the source of the water is not from the rain or from the snow, then it has a din of mayon, then it's only mitahir b'zeichlin. If it's stagnant, and it's all for the tire, but it's only the tire because it's a mikra, not because it's a mayan. A mikra is just as good as a mayan for most, 99% of the people are being a mikra. But sometimes a zav requires after a mayan. Some are showing my machmir that a zav also needs a mayan. Rashi quotes a shabshat, and they usually reject it. Actually, many places in shabshat quote Rabbi Chaim Mefarshim that a zav also needs a nida, does not need a mayan. A nida is enough. But a zava would need a mayon because we compare a zav to a zava. Quite a chumash. Some are machmalanta. And then in half of the places that Rashi quotes that he rejected because of him. And Rashi, he's done, his manas are with Nachman, that all the women are treated like a Sufik Nidah Sufik Zobah. The mice, most of them, reducing a Nidah and Zobah, a Nidah is an issue out of Riyaz Dam, the Yes Nidosa, when she was supposed to have the Dam. And the Zobah, the Nisha has a Riyaz Dam below Yes Nidosa. When is it called below Yes Nidosa? Abnormal, so the Mishnah is discussed in the last parakeet Nidah. So usually most of the women are in Nidus, they're not Zobis. So the Gemara quotes that Rabbi Yudah Anas, he already made a Kakana, he's king at the end of Nidah, and that's some of Rabbi. Not because he already made a Kakana, that all the women should be treated as a Tawa. As if she forgot, she doesn't remember where she's holding, as if every Yisha is a Sufik Nidah, Sufik Zobis. And now she's Yudah, all of our women, these manas there, would have to be Tawa and Mayan, which is quite a Chumash. And Rashi quotes in Rabbein, said like that. And Rashi, in half of the place Rashi quotes, and he leaves it like that. And half of the place is Rashi quotes around 6 times in Shas, 5-6 times. Half of the time when Rashi quotes it, he says that it's against the Beferish Perceptor. Rabban Chumash also quotes it, he says it's against the Perceptor in Megillah. What's it doing in Megillah? The question says, Ein Bein Zav L'Zav El, or has all the Ein Bein in the first verse. It says explicitly, Ein Bein Zav L'Zav El, or Shah Zav Kol Mein Chaim, but has Zav Ein Atul the Mein Chaim, Chaim Yid Amabiyah. But a Zav doesn't need the Mein, but a Zav needs the Mein. A Zav needs the
Mein.
If it has, if it, most of the rivers consist of a mixture. Part of the water is from underground sources from the ocean. Most of the water of the ocean is from underground sources. And then part of the water in the rivers is from rain. And most is flow. So the Gemara, the Mishnah is in the Kverus. And the Gemara in the Kverus. It says that it depends on the robe. If the robe of the water and the stream is Meg Shaman, then it's no good. It's under
the year.
Different times of the year? Okay. Exactly. So we can all discuss different times of the year. The Ramban here any other day talks about it. How do you know, how can you know for sure what the majority of the water is? Whether the majority of the water is from under the ground sources or from the melted snow. That's the Shah Ramban. If you have water that was contained in buckets and it's bottled for a mixer and it froze and it turned into ice, and then later on you melted it, but if the septic says once you froze it, it's full of machabakos. Once you froze it, it's full of mayim shuvim, it falls off. But even after you melt it again, but then it doesn't become mayim shuvim, unless you all put it in the bucket again. But if you didn't put it in the bucket again, it's not. That's the septic. It's a disagreement. No, but here's the dinazach. So when the water says that a nachal, a stream, a river, is metahir tatmen. How is it metahir tatmen? It means if the source of the river, the majority of the water in the river comes from the ocean, from under the ground sources, because the majority of the water comes from the rain, or from the melting snows on the mountaintops that are flowing down, then it's no good. Then a mixer is not metahir tatmen while it's rolling. It's only metahir tatmen when it's in a shevet, when it's in a crack in the ground. So Chama B'Rachanina makes that drosha. That in the Chumash, in Pasha's Balak, we have two things mentioned one next to the other. Learning in the Beis Medrash is mentioned next to a mikveh. What's the connection between learning and learning Torah and the Beis Medrash and the mikveh? So just like this is Mitzayer, learn Malak to teach you. The two stories to teach Manachol and Malam is learning Mitzum of the Torah. Just like if a person is taught Mitzum of the mikveh, it becomes Torah. After all, when a person learns Torah, Malam is learning Mitzum of the Mitzum of the Mitzum. It purifies in the Shabbat. The Mishnah says in Tirkei Rabbis, Kala Lema Tera Lishmoa Zechol Advan Habay. The end of Tirkei Rabbis on this there. A person who learns Tera Lishmoa, it accomplishes a lot of things. So one of the things that he mentions is Machshirasa. Machshirasa, how does it say Machshirasa? Machshirasa, how does it say Machshirasa? He has tzadik, rechosik, yonah, a lot of things. Rav Chaim Volozhin has in his beer, Ruach HaChaim. And that's the Mishnah thing, because Machshirasa means it kashes him out. So it's like a retrieve, it cleans, and you kasher it. So here also, when a person learns Tera, it purifies his Nisham. But that's what he knows, Dajani from the Tosef. Malatan Mekafra Mekafra. Where exactly are the Tzukim? Where are the Tzukim? The one next to the other. So the one speaks about Kinecholim Yitayu Kiganus Aminor. What? It says Kinecholim Yitayu, like streams that are flowing. And where does it say Aholim? So in the very same passage it says Kaholim Not Hashem. That's what Rashi says. Kaholim Not Hashem is the Aholim. Place of time is against Rashi. Seriously, Kunuchsiv Kaholim Not Hashem. That doesn't refer to tense of learning. Ahol. That's not Oholim. Ohel is a tense. Oholim is a pure plural tense. This is not Oholim. This is Aholim. The Sages says, the Aharon of the High Court, not Roshan Ohel, the Roshan Sonnen. More Bahal, we call Roshan Sonnen, the first thing in Shia Shia. Ahol is some kind of Sonnen that goes in the ground. You're just saying it's Russia. Right. If you're saying it's Russia, so you can already dash him that even though it says Ahol, it means Ahol. Right. The type of thing you don't even have to. Because there's a passage nearby that says, Masobu Allah Yankis. That's it. That according to the tradition, is referring to what you can see at the bottom of Russia. No. Right. You should have said, I'll think we Ahol and Allah Ahol. Right. Because it really is a different pronunciation. It's a different word than that, a different pronunciation. The same thing is that it's not that in this passage it says Nechalim and it says Kaholim. If this passage Nechalim is next to the other passage Matov Olav Yam. Okay. Yeah, they're both in the Torah.
Both in the Torah.
Yes. Yeah. Matav Olach is also. Olach is also plural. They call everything plural. Yeah. So that's the dinya that the Gemara makes. I want to learn Sarah's story about it. Because it's one of those Torah Shemaim, that first one Torah just as an intellectual exercise, and his life, he doesn't believe in Torah Shemaim, he doesn't claim to observe the mitzvah that he's learning. It doesn't have any purification. It's only Allah and Torah Shemaim. Some of Torah Shemaim, he claims to observe the mitzvah. Now he goes to dinya, he claims to keep it. Okay. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that one of these Kriyas Ha-Nachreya is not your Tzom. What happens is called the Tzom, but if a person is reciting Kriyashma, and he knows that he recited up until a certain Tzom, and then he thinks that he jumps, he skips the page, he has to go back. So he goes back to the Shatav, and then goes back to the place he made mistakes. So the Gemara tells an interesting story. Rabbani Rabbasi have a Kukashuli did not know the Rebbe Lozzi. The Blazer was preparing to get married, so they were preparing, he was getting ready to get married, so they were making a chuppah for the purpose of his wedding ceremony. The chassan was there. Amar Lahu, so the chassan said, what do you need me for? They're making a chuppah, what do we have to watch? Make the chuppah, so he said, I may as well go to the yeshiva and learn. The hach of the hach, Ezel Yeshman Mil, said the Bein of Yoshua, I'll go to the yeshiva, the eyes of the Amar Lahu. And I'll come back, and I'll tell you all what I heard in yeshiva. He goes to the yeshiva and he comes in and tells him that. Hazal Ashkechir Tanah, he found the person who was reciting Brises, the Katonic Amir Rabbi Yechanan, this was the Kufas Amorot, there was no Tanah in there, but the Tanah means the person who recited Brises. And the fellow recited the following steps, the call of it, the person reciting Kriyashma, and he looks at what he's up to, then he's there, Lachaychon, so, and he doesn't remember exactly where he left off, somewhere in the middle of the first verse, second verse, whatever. This is the Emsa Perek, if he left off somewhere in the middle, he started Shema Yisrael, he didn't get too far. He doesn't remember halfway much. And then he finished the first class of Yahavta. Could be that he didn't even finish the first class. So you should go back to the beginning of Yahavta. Sure. What if he knows for sure that he finished one Perek in Kriya Shema, but he doesn't remember which Perek? Whether he finished the first Perek, or finished the second Perek, or finished the third Perek. So if it's the same Perek as Perek, Yahavta, Perek Risha, sure. He goes back to the end of the first Perek. He knows for sure he finished one Perek. He doesn't know whether he finished the second or the third. He goes back, simple. Something nice, look. What about being Sibyl of Sibyl? He's up to Chatzmam Zuz B'Tzav Rishodef, and now he doesn't remember, this is Chatzmam Zuz at the end of the first parasha, or Chatzmam towards the end of the second parasha. He doesn't remember, the Yachta L'Ksiva Risha, and he goes back to the first Chatzmam, and he says, the Hada Hayah Nishama. So that was the person recited, the test in the presence of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan heard it, so he added a comment. Amarei Rabbi Yechanan, Rosh Hanah Olish, L'Kotzah Man Yudha Yimechim. That's only, if he didn't start Man Yudha Yimechim, I will cross Man Yudha Yimechim, what does it mean? Rashi doesn't mean anything. Rashi writes, "En litus mikara lemesi yatrin tochlach to lemesh apash is kurusi." Rashi says that Rabbi Yechon just said from the Manibri Mechaman, it's true there. It's not shy to make a mistake. Why is not shy to make a mistake? You can't fumble in the middle of a yema. Okay. He won't make a mistake. That's how the other Peshitim learn. Yeah. That's on the side Ayin Rajbo. That's how the Rajbo learn. Yes. That's the famous Peshat. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the famous Peshat. But the Rashi doesn't seem to learn this.
Like he said, I think
you write the right first. Yes, yes. The Rashi has to learn that Rabbi Yechon is just making a psychological comment. He's not saying halacha at all. They're saying that the only time Peshat can make a mistake is when the words are similar, but in the last part, there's nothing similar to anything. The Sikha Nagarayot, when it's smooth sailing, and nothing can go wrong. Some are coming. And the other Hashem, no, let him know that it means a different thing. That if the person says, Satan on the Hashem, if I walk in and I hear somebody reciting creation, I hear him say, on the Hashem, I don't know which of Satan is always by, but I said, my Hebrew Mech, he says, I don't know. So what if I myself am saying creation? And I say, Satan on the Hashem, I have to speak. And I don't remember whether this is Satan at the end of the Parsha Hashem, or Satan at the end of the Parsha Shmira. And then I have it, I say to my Hebrew Mech. Even I had a slight self-age, as I was saying, it's tough, mom, here, speak. And I don't remember, I might, at the conclusion of the first part, the second part, but as soon as I start saying, my Hebrew Mechus, obviously, my tongue is, my habit is, I and my body is accustomed to saying Kriyashma the way it appears, the way it appears. So if I said my Hebrew Mechus, obviously I must have been at the end of the second part, otherwise I would have started 12 years ago. Otherwise I would have stopped it. Otherwise, I would have stopped if I don't know about this. I saw my Yubi Mechen. That's how I call it. Tilch is not going to be over. That's how I call it that I...
What if you don't... I mean, this goes only... did you have to make sure that the first puzzle you said the Kavan, right? And you have to have at least one puzzle of the Kavan. If you don't remember, you're saying everything is true. So what if you...
Not good. What? That we had before, the Sukatamo Sagan. He says, make sure that I'm awake when I say the first puzzle. The time we have a little bit of time, from the first part of the game, you don't have to bother me. Remember who you start to learn. Some of you, the fellow's not being begotten too much if he doesn't remember. He says, if stuff comes in, the stuff doesn't remember since the end of the first or the second
part. I remember the word before.
Yes.
Because one hand, one word is Kemecha before, the other word is Anecha before.
Gantzen this. So that's how the Rajbon, the other Hashem was like. Tilchei, Nokad, Bilozil, if he went right there, that's a Rechacha, that he must have concluded the second part. So what kind of a principle is that? There's a Rupa delay to come on. This is all right. When he's reciting a chapter only as a suffix, it might be under the first or the second parsha. But if he continues to share my Yibayi Mechem by habit, so this is a chacha, a rule of the late to come on, an umdenes, that he must have completed the second parsha. No, also okay. And he's saying stuff and he has a doubt whether he's holding the end of the first or the second parsha. But then by habit, he continues to say my Yibayi Mechem without even thinking. So that itself is a hachach, that's the Ruben of the Kamon, that he must have finished the Vedic second Tash. The Tazim the other day quotes this in Hilchot Malucha, he makes a tushtel. He says, a woman, usually the Tazim has Kamon on the Shulchan Aruch, and every so often he writes, someone asks him a Shaila, has a Shaila too. So he says, a woman asks him a Shaila, that you have to salt the flesh first, and after you salt the flesh, then you rinse it off, and then you put it in the pot. And you can cook it, and if you didn't salt the flesh first, then the dam is going to come out in the pot, and it's going to be traced. So Balabas had a shayla. She cooked the flesh in the pot, and she doesn't remember. She salted it or not. She can't tell if the dam came out or not because she had somebody other. That's the question. So look in the pot, see if you have a lot of dam. Apparently she can't tell. She threw in a lot of ketchup and a lot of other flavorings, so she can't tell. Yes. Like if you taste it, see if it's salted. Unless it's good, yeah.
She may have washed it up.
No, but care. After you finish salting the flesh, you have to rinse off the flesh. Even after you rinse it off, you have to have hadocha vishen and hadocha hachosh. You have to first rinse off the flesh before you salt it. And then you have to pause a while. A lot of the butcher shops don't salt the flesh properly. They rinse off the flesh, and as it's stopping wet, then they throw the salt on. So finish the off, that's no good. You have to put the salt on after it's a little bit dry, otherwise the water is going to dissolve all the salt. So the liquidy salt is not going to have the power, it won't have the effectiveness to draw out the wood. So first you have to have hadachar yishayna, and then you have to let it sit for a while, that it should dry out for a few minutes. And after it dries a little bit, then you have to do the melicha. And after the melicha, after half an hour of melicha, then you have to rinse it off hadachar yishayna. So this has other shalom. Let's say the woman is masupik, she salted the flesh. So she knows for sure she salted, she doesn't remember she did adach achayna. Even if she did adach achayna, it's still going to be pretty salty. The flesh is very salty. Even if the salt out is going to be even saltier, much saltier. But even if you didn't stop the soap, still going to be pretty salty. And that's what she can't tell from tasting the flavor. She can't tell.
Maybe she thinks she's salted. She cooked it.
Okay. You have such a shayla, what's the din? What's the din? So what's the halacha? When you say sofek, sahar sofek isa? She says sofek isa ruva chumra. But the Tzad says that the shaman says that it's a sofek rabbanu l'kula. Because dam shadishlo, dam is only an isa deraita kodesh shadishlo, but dam shadishlo is only the rabbanu. But the Taz and the Shach discuss whether that Kula is correct or not. Would you say something that Ramon Le Kula connected? Yes. You can't say the Shach and the Taz both said. You cannot say something that Ramon Le Kula connected Chazofa. Why is it connected Chazofa? Because every piece of flesh is the most that has Zam in it. The only question is the Zam. The dam is orange, the rope here is the dam that every piece of flesh has is mutter. If you want to eat a rope into me, you may. You just have to rinse off the dam on the surface, it's dam shatirish. So once you've rinsed off the dam that's on the surface of a piece of flesh, let's say you can even eat raw liver. Even though raw liver is full of flour, it doesn't matter. You rinse off the blood on the surface, so there's no dam shatirish, and the dam that's absorbed inside the flesh inside the liver is labeled as dam yivam shalotirish. And that's mutter min ha'peh, mutter min ha'bonah. It's hard to go. If you want to eat raw, liver, it tastes raw. If you want to eat raw liver or raw chicken, so the din is that it's mutter. So would you call this a sofek de rabbanon keneged ha'chazokeh? Is this called keneged? The shachan and tzad consider this keneged ha'chazokeh. Why is it keneged ha'chazokeh? Because the chasich ha'zbosah is the cheskas that has dam in it. But that's on the kosher. So you can't say keneged ha'chazokeh.
We
don't remember if we salted the tea, so we know we salted, we don't remember if we did have to off our trainer. So some want to say something to Rabbanu Lakula. The whole issue, the woman realizes after she already cooked it, then she comes to the rabbi, Mr. Shaila, she doesn't remember 3 hours ago, now, she realized that 3 hours ago she doesn't remember she really salted it all. She was a little tired today. So some want to say something to Rabbanu Lakula. The worst that the dam can be now is only an Isha Rabbanu. Dam Shadishka is only an Isha Rabbanu. The Ramah Pasch, I'm sorry about the Mechavah Pasch, that's starting off, but the Ramah Pasch, now the Pasch is the Dam Shadishka is only the Rabbanu. Some want to say something to Rabbanu Lakula. So the Shachan has held on like that because they say this is something to Rabbanu Keneged Cheskasi. The question is, let me the truth. Keneged Cheskas, every Chatichas Dost is the Cheskas that has Dam in it. So if you look at it, if you properly remove the Dam on that, in that sense, it's something to Rabbanu Keneged Hachazoka. It's contradicted, you're something to Rabbanu Lakula, there's something on the Keneged, namely, every Chatichas Dost is the Cheskas that is full of Dam. But on the other hand, it's not Keneged Cheskas Isa, it's Keneged Hachazoka, it's the Cheskas Hachazoka. But the piece of meat has Dami Ron Shalot here. That's a question.
Because
you know what it is, if you're going to cook it, then it's going to be Dami Shalot here.
Once you put it into the pot, that piece of meat now has because
you all know, but you've got to cook it up, you've
already been salted. You take that piece of meat and you put it into a pot, a boiling pot. That has a chesed already. I mean, the instant comes out, whatever you want to call it.
That's it.
She does by rote.
The Tzad says, the Gemara says, Tzirchei Nafek V'Yolda. What does it mean? When a person does normally 1, 2, 3, A, B, C, D.
Automatically.
Every week, every day, the woman does A, B, C, D. And now she knows she did B. She doesn't know if she did A, B, C. She doesn't remember if she thought it, if she rinsed it, if she rinsed it on both our fire, but she put it into the pot. The woman knows it asleep. You have to rinse it, and you have to salt it, and you have to rinse it, and you do that half an hour. You have enough to turn around. So that's what the Tzad says. Based on this one, it's just like the Gemara says that if you said on Yibayi Mechim Sif and not Kati Yazil, you assume that if you did A, B, C, you must have done C also, because the body is so used to it, so it's not considered a topic anymore. So Rubens are like, come on, that she did A, B, C, D. They say the same over here by the Sultan. But even though she's not sure, we say that there's a right. There's a right in, but you did A, B, C, D. Rubens are Hazoka, Rubens is... That's how we talk. Machlekes, Machlekes HaTanan, Rameh and HaChonim. Rameh Hod Rubens are Hazoka, Ashkud. Kiddush and Aftein. And we pass with the Chachamim, the Rebbe
Bachazok. When it's salted or unsalted, into boiling water, you get Navatu Lisa Chachilu, you pick up where it's dry, you make it Rabbanon.
And you plant in it?
Of course. Or we'll get another salted maybe involved there.
Okay. Okay. Even about the initial Hatzilah, we passed in as only the Rabbanim. It's not an issue there, right? And Dam Shabishla is anyway the Rabbanim.
She made it with Dam Shabishla.
Okay. But the Jews, Dam Shabishla is anyway also in the Rabbanim. It's on the level of the Rabbanim. Okay. It's on the level of the Rabbanim, it's also anyway. On the level of the Raisa, the Dam Shabishla is Mutter. So on the level of the right, there is no issue. The right of Beimavat and Nisla Haskir, the whole prohibition of Beimavat and Nisla Haskir is only the Rabbanon. So they call the Kama the Rabbanon itself. Dam Shabishla is also the Rabbanon anyway. Okay. Okay, I thought you meant a different thing. There is a din in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, the Achalita. There's a din, if you take a piece of raw meat, and you have burning hot water, bubbling burning hot water, and you didn't salt the meat, you take the piece of meat and you put it into burning hot water, so that's cholay, that's tomei sedam. It's like a rest sedam in the piece of meat. And you don't have to salt it. It's royal, so you assume that a lot of dam is going to come out. You have to be thrown on a clean manuka. People make a mistake. When you broil the livers, you have to broil on a clean that has salt in the bottom. Why is that the dam should drop down? Because Leo accomplishes the same as Malicha, that it removes the dam. You have to have a place that the dam should fall down. But Chalita, you have a pot that doesn't have any holes in it. The pot is full of water and it's burning hot. Either chalita bechomet or chalita bereitzchim. Either in burning hot water or in very sharp vinegar. So we're machna bezmanazah, ela lebikim bechalita. You have to have very sharp vinegar. Maybe we don't have the right kind of vinegar and you have to know how to do the chalita bereitzchim. So we don't do this practice anymore bezmanazah. But in Shulchan Aruch it says that al-kidin, theoretically speaking, there is such a din. If you know how to do it, there is such a din. When you do tznisa bechomet or bereitzchim, it arrests all of the dam. And we assume that it won't come out anymore, that the dam won't come out. The difference is. So this was the Gewaltige Din that the Chassan heard in Beit Medrash. According to Rashi, Rabbi Yechon just made a psychological comment. Lo Shana Lela, the Tosef that only can discuss people making mistakes if they have to sleep in the first two parshas. Because there are words that are similar. But when it comes to the last parsha, it's not shaykh to discuss any mistakes. He won't make any mistakes, which is not necessarily so. Let's say he's saying Kriyashma, he's holding his finger on the place, and then he missed. And he forgot where he held his finger, and he knows he's somewhere over here, and he moved his finger. He doesn't know whether it's higher or lower. So this is theoretically possible. According to the way Rashi learned, it's very strange. What do you mean you can't make a mistake in the last parasha? You can't. Rashi learned simple. Once you start my Yibri Mechem, and he enters into the last parasha, there's nothing to make a mistake about. And the Rashi learned the other pshat, the way he's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. If he said, "My Yibri Mechem, this is Megale," then he must be holding by the second or something on the Rizb Tevel Shulchan. So he came back to the husband, came back to the people, the friends of the family who were making him the chuppah, and he told them over, this is Rebbe Yami, Rebbe Yarsi. So he points out there were four people. It was Rebbe Yami, Rebbe Yarsi. Those two people lived in Eretz Yisrael, and they had two contemporaries who lived in Babylon. Same time his names were Rav Ami, Rav Ami. They were twins here and twins there. Rav Ami, Rav Ati. In Bubble, you can't have Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Ati, because you can't do Smith in Bubble. So, unless they got Smith and Aristotle, then they moved to Bubble. Rav got Smith and Aristotle, moved to Bubble, they got Smith. But these people were the next generation. So Rav Ami, Rav Ati went to Amaroyim, to contemporary Amaroyim, who lived in Bubble. And Rebbe Ami, Rebbe Ati, the two Talmidim of Rebbe Yechanan. So they were making the chutzah for this Rebbe Loz. There was another Talmud of Rebbe Yechanan, and they were all contemporaries. And Rabbi Lazar came back and he told him over this word to Rabbi Yechon and said to him, he said, Gibald. How does the Gemara continue? Also, said the Chassan, Rabbi Lazar came to Yom Elohu and he told him over Rabbi Yechon and said, Omgulei, said the other two, Rabban and Rabbat, he told Rabbi Lazar, he was like Bonner, Rabbi Shema, Rabbi Zedai, and Gibald, we got our reward, Bailam Azer, we made Yachut for the Chassan, and the Hurdish, the Kulturan, it was worth everything. According to the Rashi, said, what was the shtickle prayer that they heard? The Tosefta, not the comments of Rabbi Yechon. Just the Tosefta itself. According to the Rashbo, the shtickle prayer was his word of Rabbi Yechon, where Rabbi Yechon was my father. that it's a little bit late to come on. If you said when you remember, it's a little bit late to come on, that you must have been holding by the second of Saltimon Zuzhi.
According to Rashi, why can't you say that you're
Sure. Or if that's the people who know Kriya Shema Baal Peh. What about people who don't know Kriya Shema Baal Peh? They have to say with this thing around the place. He lost the place. His attention was diverted. He lost his place and he doesn't remember where he is. So why is it impossible to make a mistake in all the way of Parashat Gan?
Possible. People from the Marv as well as Shabbos repeating with their caution. Then do. Yeah.
Everything is the same. Look at the next Mishnah. Ha'um nim korim rosh yivar b'rosh ha'dad boch. The Mishnah is making a contrast between Kriya Shema as opposed to Shema Nes. Kriya Shema you only have to do Mechazim with Pasuk Rishon. So it's not so difficult to recite Kriya Shema even if you're in the middle of your work and you're hanging on top of a branch on a tree, say Mechazim Pasuk Rishon and you go right there. It's not so difficult. But to recite Shema Nes, you have to be Mechazim. Like that's supposed to come from the beginning to the end, but since it's a slightly dangerous position where he is, on top of the tree, on top of the building, a wall, a nadroch shalav on him, then he won't be able to be mechazen for the shmanes. So that's what the Mishnah draws the country. You're permitted to recite Kriya Shema, the workers are permitted to recite Kriya Shema on top of the tree, or on top of the building that they're in the middle of constructing. Mashiach Hashem Lachis came to see about the davin. They're not allowed to why. So Rashi says because Tfilah Poi Kavanah for the whole Tfilah, not by Kriya Shema, only by the Grisha, he Kavanah for the whole davening, and it's too difficult to have Kavanah. This Dinah is Lachatzkila? This Dinah is Lachatzkila, but the Gemara says that this is only regarding the Umnim, the workers who work for the boss. So they have a Meshuvah to work for the boss. What if that's for the boss himself? What a person is self-employed? So then the Gemara says, right, since he's not Meshuvah to someone else, as a brayer, so he should go down even for Kriya Shema. That's what the Gemara says. San Rav Manu. It's ready for takeoff?
Yeah,
but it's distracted. There's nothing wrong, but the floor is...
More tents coming.
But the floor is flat. You can't go through it. There's nothing. Tents? I don't think so. The airplane has a floor. Once that can't fall through, if the person can't be in the cabin, so he doesn't. And I think that's different people. Some people, when they make all the announcements, they pay attention. And other people continue reading their newspapers, and they don't pay attention to the announcements. They have heard the announcements 10 times. So you don't even look, you don't even pay attention. That's a shaila. There is a steer in the Rambam. There is something that looks like a steer in the Rambam. Yeah. At one place the Rambam says you have to have kavanah from the beginning to the end of the Shmanah. At one place the Rambam says you have to have kavanah when you have a Shmanah. The other place the Rambam says you only have to do the kavanah in others. There seems to be a contradiction. So Rav Chaim has the Rav Chaim rediscovered what the Chayyadim says. Chayyadim says like that. We should look closer to the Chayyadim. That's what Rav Chaim does. There are two different dinim of Kavanah. In one place the Rambam says you have to have Kavanah and Tfila. Sounds like from the beginning to the end. That's Kavanah Kohen of the Shnei Amela. That's Kavanah is the Yikuvah from the beginning to the end of the Shmoneh Esrei. In the other place the Rambam says you only need Kavanah when you recite the first bracha too, Magen Avraham, that's the bracha of Avraham, so okay, no kevah seinu, that's why it's called Avraham, so that goes on the kavanah of the Tzivah Shamiva. You have to know what every word means. You didn't have kavanah, so the Tzivah Shamiva, that's the Likud. So that's only the first bracha, not on the rest. Others disagree, the Chazanish disagrees, and he says he doesn't think that the whole diyuk in there, the whole kasha, that's what I'm going to talk, because when the Rambam says that you have to have kavanah, the Shas Tzivah, it's like a klal of prat. The Rambam starts off the halachas by saying you have to have kavanah, the Shas Tzivah. And then he spells out later, Perek Levi says, how much do you have to have kavanah? The first bracha, you have to have kavanah. No, you don't have to have kavanah. So the Rambam that meant to say there are two dinim of kavanah. So you might say the kavanah is not enough. Whatever it is, but the Mishnah makes it clear. The Mishnah just have to make it clear that the kavanah that's necessary for Shmona Esrei is much more difficult than the kavanah for Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is only part of the Grisha. And Shemad Ashkenaz is either the whole first bracha, or even more than that. All the brachas. Kavanah Tam
L'Chamor. Rashi said that the reason you can't do that is because it's the first bracha is Kavanah.
Yeah, but the first bracha, the last bracha, is the first bracha. Not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily mean you need kavanah during that bracha, which is the ratmei. Since the Shemoneh Esrei is for the purpose of ratmei, you have to start yom v'sadu on the shoach of achakaf yisbal. First you have shevach, and you have bakosha, then you have haidoyah. And the shevach is for the purpose of leading up to the bakosha. So therefore you have to have kavanah for the whole first bracha. Whole first bracha is much more than a pasuk rishon. So the Gemara has a tosefta elaborating on the din on Mishnah. Tana Rabbanan says in the Braisa, whom in Korban Rosh Hashanah Rosh Hashanah, but they're not allowed to daven on top of the tree. However, the two trees that we all make, who was following, they make daven Shemoneh Esrei, Rosh HaZayis over Rosh HaTe'enor, on top of an olive tree, on top of a fig tree, we would be makel that they may even daven Shemoneh Esrei. Manishtana, the fig tree with the olive tree from all it was in the Shiva Tamim, which is not Chedemer, it's a straw. So therefore it says something special. What about a pomegranate tree and a grapevine? What about the others? No, it's not it.
The way they grow.
What's the difference in the way it grows?
And then Rashi says,
the Rashi says, and a family room in the Chedem Ramen Shom Shomai B'Drech, maybe Shom Tachav Lipo is not so nervous. The Shabbat is always saying it's probably not allowed to daven on top of any other tree because you've got to be a little bit nervous and won't be able to be mechatzer. But on these two trees, it's so solid, you have nothing to worry about. This Hetzer Gomer absolutely, perfectly, Hetzer Gomer, no. And the Braisa continues to say, Balabai is, Denkach, you see on the next line. By the time you let it hang. Balabai is, if you're self-employed, you're not an employee for someone else, and you have to, Hakoyim Mukhiv Lavat, the whole Koichet. If you're employed by someone else, you're not allowed to take coffee breaks all the time and all kind of telephone private things. You have to put in every minute to work for the Balabok. So we are Mako for the Poyalim who are on top of a Zayas and on top of a Tayyip. He's on top of another tree. Okay. Has to go down the ground. Okay. Shkembeir, the Chacham don't allow. But he's on top of a Zayas and a Tayyip. It's not so bad, so we let him down the Shmanah Shudah. But the Balabok is a self-employed person. Thank you, thank you. But it's a Zayas or a Tayyip. Or Shal Kor Elonis. You are in the matter of his fault. In other words, it's a cooler.
Shmoneh Esrei,
he also does Kriya Shmoneh Tam. Because Kriya Shmoneh is not a problem. But Shmoneh Esrei really is a problem, even in Zayas and saying it is a problem, but with Mako. Why with Mako? Because not that, this sounds like it's not so big, not so big. But for Balabais, where there's no shot of cracks, they're not Mako at all. That's how Rashi learns. The Rishonim quote, a lot of Rishonim quote, the Yerushalmi, and then Yaga, another Rishonim quote, the Yerushalmi gives a different sound. Not what Rashi says, that it's not so big. And Shalpacha Mikvah is not so big, they give a different shot. It's too much of a tilchet to climb down. There's so many branches, it's going to climb down, it's going to take them too long. Till it climbs down, it's going to take a long time. There's too much of a tilchet to require on the part of the tail that it should climb down and climb up, and it's going to take way too much time from the balabas. So that's why they will make over there.
Takes more time to
come
down from the
highest than from the other three. That's how Yishami claims. It takes more time.
How come
the... No. Rashi says it's more solid when you're there. The floor is more solid and you have less to be nervous about. There's more of a chance that you'll be able to make it. But Yishami says the same consideration. Because it's more branches, therefore it's going to be a greater tzircha to climb up. The Nadbach doesn't change.
There's a
difference. No,
it's a solid.
Yeah, Nadbach is a wall.
It's a stone wall.
Yeah. So the Mishnah says, you're permitted to recite Kriyash on top of the Nadbach. But you're not permitted to say, Benkach, by Balabai, Benkach, Benkach, some the Forshim learn the Shulchanach, some Rishonim learn Benkach, Benkach, both with Kriyash and the Tzvila. So the Vilna Gaon says that that's not correct. Most of Rishonim hold that's not correct. Kriyashma, it has to go on. That's not a problem. To say Kriyashma on top of this tree, on top of the Nadbach, that's not a special hetzer that they will make for Poilim and for Balabai, there's no cooler. So we insist, Benkach, Benkach, both with Rishonim. Oh, Benkach, Benkach, huh? Benkach, Benkach means all kinds of trees, whether Zayas and Te'eno, or all other trees, we insist that they have to...
Why doesn't the Mishnah say
Balabas?
Why doesn't the Mishnah say Balabas? The reason how this user like that, how toil in the home, also the government going for that.
No,
he means that they're not self-employed.
But then
He has to go back to the tree. Hold on. When you're supposed to hold your hands like this, and if a person is more comfortable with his hands than I'm throwing his out of the hand, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. What's that about me? Amida is not the opposite of the other. That's a person is traveling on an airplane, and he can't stand up. If he can stand, they should stand on the airplane also.
Well,
the more they do, they dodge when they're standing. They stop the bus travel.
No. The drivers do come to
But if it's a Zayas and a Tainah, so he won't be nervous. So for the Perlin, when they come, he won't be so nervous.
The
Rashi, the next Rashi fills in the statement. When you're on top of a tree or on top of a nadroch, on top of a thing that's in the middle of construction and you don't have a flat roof yet, whoever is standing there, even the best expert in the world is the thing that I can share with all. How about the workers who are employed by the boss, so we're Mako, by Zayas and Taino, because it's not that clear. But the government by bodies, we revert back to the basic principle of Pishen Daitin Yeshav Solom. Now she fills in the state. Now she writes, we are them, everybody's named Daitin Yeshav Solom, not only the Balabai. The Mekilu Eishel, that's the stress of the Rashi is on that state. The Mekilu Eishel, for everyone, saying, people Malacha, because they're employed by the boss. The Mekilu Eishel, Balabai. Balabai says, not Meshubit to anybody. So there's no reason why we should be made. That's how Rashi learns. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara.
Could
be. The Kavanas Kriyashma is easier than the Kavanas Kriyashma. Somebody asked the Kasha of Rav. Who is this somebody? Rav Neri, the son of Shmuel's daughter. The grandson of Shmuel. Why doesn't he say who his father was? The Rashi has a famous comment, the father of Agoy. What's up with Shmuel's daughter married Agoy? He says she was attacked. Rashi quotes on the Gemara Ksuba, she was attacked 12 Echad. She was attacked by a goy and the Tabra Hemenu. She was raped by a goy and she became pregnant. Rana Kafna's Gaya. And that is the famous Issa Gira. The man, the Anubal Basha, helped get Issa Gira. Issa the Gira. Yes, listen. Look, other Rishonim don't agree. Whoever it was. Other than say the whole, that's a different story. There's a different person. But Issa Gira is not the same. So the Gemara says that Issa Gira had a son. Issa Gira had a son who was Hirasa Bidusha, but his daughter Shalot Bidusha. What does this got to do with her? Hirasa Shalot Bidusha, but his daughter Bidusha means what? That means the mother was a shiva. What does it mean, Hirasa Shalot Bidusha, but his daughter Bidusha? When the mother became pregnant, the mother was a shiva. And before the baby was born, the mother was in a state of pregnancy, the mother wasn't his guy. What does it got to do with the father was this guy and the mother was Jewish all along? So how can that be Issa Gira? Yeah. It's a difference. So there is show Texas and other materials. This Rashi appears in a lot of places. Yeah. In a few places, Texas is a big Rashi. The father, the God. But Rashi quotes in one Babasa Kufran says that Issa Gira had a son who was often did not relate it to him because the son was Hirasa Shalai Bigdusha or Valadas Bigdusha. The Rashi says this is this case. How could that be? If the woman who was attacked by the girl was Jewish, the baby was Hirasa Valadas Bigdusha. The mother was Jewish and the baby came to the head. Hirasa Shalai Bigdusha or Valadas Bigdusha means the mother of the baby was a chick and she converted in the middle, not the father converted.
The father converted and it's like
Right. The father won't be related to the child.
Right.
But that can't be the same person. Someone else. Okay, it's someone else. So they're saying someone else. A big deal. That's not insecure. It doesn't really matter sometimes. Doesn't really matter. And whoever it was. So somebody has to cash out Robert. Take that cash. It's anonymous. It says in the Mishnah, oh, Mikam Rashi Limelash, I'm not wrong. Kriyash money can recite. Even while like the monkeys are hanging and the swinging in the trees. No problem. How can we attack Kriyashma? Oh, but what's the moral of the story? Oh, boy, Kavana. No problem. We don't need Kavana. Only Shema Esri you can't say, but Kriyashma doesn't need Kavana. So it'd be the matter of many. So this Rebbe, Mary brings it by Shmuel, has Akasha. Akare Shema, so she have a sleep. You have to have Kavana. Shema, Shema Yisrael, Rahal Haima, Haske Kushma. The other part says, pay attention to Shema. Well, Aaron, the Haske, just like over there it says Shema. It means pay attention. I've come the Haske, so too when you say Kriyashma, you have to pay attention to what you're saying. So take that Akasha, how can you recite Kriyashma? When you're jumping on the trees from one to the other, where's going to be the paying attention? The rabbi didn't answer. On my life, the rabbi, Mary asks the question again. Mini Shmilach, what, did you hear anything around the kasha? You never heard anything? On my way, how come Rav Sheshit, yeah, the rabbi was a Talmud Rav Sheshit, so he heard from his rabbi, who should the table when the lock in the car in? But the Mishnah says you can recite Kriyashma on top of the trees. It doesn't mean you're flying like tarzan from one tree to like the monkey. And moving from one tree to the other, and then you're saying Krishna as he's jumping around. No. Dashtein afanat, who should the table on the last of the curse? Greg the Gemara, that's not true. You have a bright earlier in the first verse, go out on you, they said Rami Mark, you lock in the color and say the favorite, you can recite Kriyashma while you're fixing your automobile or while you're painting your house. That's not a kasha. No kasha. The Tereshin or the Tereshin. The Tereshin, you have to be mafsik. You have to be bottled in the last. The Tereshin, it's not necessary. The
why
real statement,
why do you have to answer?
Why did you tell him at the beginning? I don't know. You have to have a lot of time. You have a kasha when it's presented, and then he doesn't answer. A lot of amaroi. No. And then he asks, so what do you say? And then he says, yeah, I heard from my rebbe. It took him a few minutes to really remember. Such a deep kasha that he asked, there's one notion of the Zizim. The Gemara says, in the days of the later Amoran, they only learn notion of the Zizim. So Brach is a Zayt, he gives something at our time. And it's such a deep thirst, such a deep azak that he couldn't remember from Shay to come to agree and come to Akshay. David and Malachim. I don't know. Here is the famous Machorik in Tereshayim we mentioned about it earlier when we learned the first paragraph when the Gemara says, all the interrogation, all the interrogation, all the interrogation, you're not permitted to be Isaac Mimlach, you have to be both on the law, but you take that literally, it's all interrogation. Or do you say no, since you only need to look at Machlech, it's in the first period, right, with the Mikavana, Tereshami, or for the whole interrogation, only for Pasigrishon, or for a Kitsukim into the Peregrishon, and we pass the law, or you need Kavana, Tereshami, for the Pasigrishon, on the Shema Yisrael, and Doshem, from the Kitsukim, and that's cool. The Tereshit says, love Dr. Raka Terekushin, the Gemara says Terekushin is not to be taken literally. Dino, I'll leave it to Rav. Rav Amaliyah, the Gemara he was talking within Rav. Rabbi saying Rabbi the Teres they heard from our sheishes. And Rabbi himself passed into Allah and mid Gimel say, Pasuk Rishon and Vash. Okay, that's not good. That's what we passed. You know, you have on the Pasuk Rishon. And here you have to say that it's love that call. Rabbi says, it's Echrich. They says, not that thing. You shouldn't take it literally. How do you know you can't take it literally? Because Rabbi himself says, all you need is Kavanah and Pasuk Rishon. Here is more saying this in Rabbi.
What does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. But the hechrich that they give is, because the high one, the rabbi, the more he is speaking with the rabbi, the rabbi himself says, but there she only needs kavanah and pasuk rishon. Is the more really speaking with the rabbi? Not exactly. They have yes the kasher, Mary Baruch, and yes the kasher. It's the kasher. Rameri Baruch, the Bas Shmuel. What was that? His name is Rameri Baruch. The Mark says the name is Baruch. According to Rashi, fits together with Mark. My name was Baruch. According to Tyson, it was a different place. Right? Baruch was Yitzchak Yerich's son. Rameri Baruch, the Bas Shmuel, was a different place. It wasn't. His mother wasn't. Is there anything wrong with giving a person a name? He should be known by his mother's name. Slanging Ben Slanging. Is there anything wrong? Well, Shemtik, no, goes under his mother's name, no? But it's all Ben's mother's name.
Family name.
That's the family name. What about learning Ben and you say the mother's name? By a lot of people they do it. Not only when they say a seal of Kaila. That's based on the Shabbat, but that's based on the Gemara. Gemara says in Shabbat, when you say the Prophet said the Gemara came out of the Pharisee and said, I'm mentioning mother's name. After the Ben Hamas said. So you have your own mother's yeah, because they used to have a husband had more than one wife, but they just said Pliny, Ben Pliny, so you know his father, you don't know who the mother is, he has a few wives. And a few wives, the children of David are known by Adonijah Ben Chagis. Ben Chagis was his mother. Of course he was David's son. Adonijah was the son of David, but he had so many wives, had 18 wives, they want to identify which wife is his son. So the children of God, they identify by the mother. What if you have the mother there for the chemra that he gives? One husband, one wife. So if you say Ben Pelani, you don't know who the mother is. Say Ben Pelani, you don't know who the father is. You say, hey, it's only more one parent. Either you say the, okay. Either you say the dad, you have to say the father's name. You don't know how to say the mother's name. But I see them, they do all that. They mention the mother's name. So I didn't have any chibas again, they point out, Mar has a person, Rabba Bar Bachana. What is he, Rabba Bar Bachana? So usually we assume that he was the grandson of Chana, in his name. So the Gadim say no, that his grandmother's name was Chana. And he was known as the Enikol, Chana's Enikol. His grandmother was some famous woman. His grandfather was an unknown. Then he came in person by his mother, by the grandmother. The Tatian. Was it woman's name? Yeah, what does that just say over here? I know Aliba de Rava. What's Aliba de Rava? The Rava says, look at Pan and Malacca Makarna. Anybody has to cash against Rava, how can he be in Brazil and Rosa and Malacca? So the Gemara says like Kasha, the creation of the Tachin. He's not next to that. He's not leave it to Rabbi. Rabbi is the first one mentioned in the discussion. Rabbi said, when you recite Kriya Shema, you have to be brought on the Malachtachal. As they're sitting on top of the tree, they should not be Yossi from Malacha as they're reciting Kriya Shema. The chapter says, you have to, when you say Kriya Shema, Tachin Chavanetri, they have to pay attention. And the Mishnah says they recite Kriya Shema on top of the tree. And the simple reading was, while they're doing the work on the tree, the Rabbi said, no, that's not what it means. They're sitting on the tree and they're not doing the work. They're talking to Malach. Then the Mari asked, I better sense my care. They might recite creation even when they're Isaac from Malach. And the Mari answered, contact creation, contact action. But Rabbi didn't answer that. He answered that statement. The Tesha says, but it's all within Rabbi. I know, leave it to Rabbi. It's all within Rabbi with the first name mentioned. But since it's within Rabbi, it has to jive with what Rabbi himself says earlier in the Tereq. In the beginning of the Tereq, Gimel and Beit, the only thing that Rabbi taught is Rishon. You have to say that it's love that. Other is. And the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold not so. What does it have to do with Rabbi? That's rubber with the first one. This is Talmud Gemara. The Gemara says there is no hechrich that it has to mean dafke pasuk rishon. No, and they say that the two different topics. That's what the difference is. It says how much needs kavanah kirish amilai, so the stock is like rubber with pasuk rishon. And this Gemara be that says you shouldn't be kari kriyash maveret is from malach b'chol is not because. Oh, it's not because, not only because you need Karbana Sirish Amir is dead, but only be restricted to prosecution. My person says a different word. That if the Kriya writes that you're making the Kriya Shema, the reciting of the Kriya Shema, is there such a casual act? Is there such a, he's in such a relaxed position. He's not looking to have to be 10 points, 8 years, but he's so relaxed as he's fixing his own material, he's putting on a tire, and he's saying Kriya Shema. So that's not tough. So that's not proper, even for that part of Kriya Shema that doesn't require Kavanah Sirish Amidah. So what's the whole Kriya Shema? The Gemara says no, that's only Kriya Shema. But the Kriya Shema has a Yichud Hakumre that you need even Kavanah Sirish Amidah. And Parsha Rishon until the end of the first Parsha, you have a Yichud, and it shouldn't be a Kriya Arayis. It shouldn't be very casual. And the second and the third Parsha should even be recited as he writes it from Rosh. So that's the riff in the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. And the Baal HaMor attacks the riff and the riff on the bottom of the riff, and he says, no, the chapter is like this instead over here. And it says, Parsha Rishayna, so Avdavke, or the Gemara meant to Davke, but if I leave it to the other man, that the Nikavana for the whole Parsha, but it's Sakharov and the Lipas, and the only Nikavana for Tosik Rishon, so right after you finish Bokshin, Shema, Bokshin from Kutner Avor, you can already go back to doing your work. So that's the two opinions in the Rishon. Machlaik is Rishon. Dan Rabban, the Gemara quotes, Rachat Tesef, the Hafar Rishayot, the Molochay, the Balabai, is Kurim Kriyashma, if you're employed by someone else. The Dinah Tapor Mokhli, the Lavid, the Chol Koichet, they have to put in the full hours. Let's say it works from 9 to 5, they have to put in 9 to 5. They give them off whatever, from 12 to 1 for lunch. They have from 12 to 1. They shouldn't take off earlier and shouldn't take off more time. Shouldn't start the lunch break earlier or later, for whatever purpose. Not only for eating purposes and schmoozing. Even if he plans to learn Dafyani or Mishnah Yoinus or something, that's a thousand for an omni. The longest my letter, Hadorah Hashat, you're not allowed to. It's Gineva from the Prabhupada, he says not. So it says they have to be careful not to cheat the board. A pearl in heart in Malach Eitz of Alabai is currently Yishma and Mubarak and Lepanei Aleach Le'a. That they can do. Let's say they start work at the crack of dawn, whatever, very early morning, and it's in the middle of the amount of their work. They have to daven, so we are mako, to say, I don't know, that, huh? And to say, Matzal Guru, that, huh? You can't promise everything that. You have to agree to the whole davening. But even though the, so to say Krishma, we understand. What about the Bichas Krishma? Bichas Krishma is love, they're right, and no. So the Bichas Krishma, they have to say, Mubarak and Lepanei Aleach Le'a. But when they eat bread, Rokh and Pitam, so the Girsa that we have is Mubarak and Lepanei Aleach Le'a, Ulei. They say Hamaisi before, and they say Bichas Hamazin afterwards. But there was another Girsa that read, Be'ei Mubarak and Lepanei Aleach Le'a, that you don't say Hamaisi before, it takes up too much time. It's Gineva from the Balabas' time. Apparently they don't give a time over lunch. They do their work as they're eating.
But it's not like me either.
You say
I'm not
allowed to
without
a book. It's only the Rabbanim. The only the Rabbanim.
The Shabbat is the same thing.
You're not allowed to sit. No, we allow them to eat. They have to eat to the extent that they eat food. Because they need food. But they don't need Hamaitzi in order to eat the food. So since the requirement to recite Birchas Hanen is only the Rabbanim, so there's one Jewish that added, they should not be rebuttal from the Zman of the Baal HaBayis to recite a mighty Nachman HaMashiach. And Mubarachim, so the Jewish, one Jewish that was, they Mubarachim HaPanah, they only say the Baruch HaShalach Le'ah, they only say the Birchas HaMazim. The Zman is going to say later that you don't have to agree to the Birchas HaMazim. HaRachman, the other guys, they don't say. Hatzat HaMeitim is only the Rabbanim, that's for sure they don't say. And even the other two, so the three Baruchas of the Birchas HaMazim that are there right there, Azanas Karim is the first bracha of that they say. And the second and the third, the Gemara says later, they combine. They agree to the whole benching. I thought that makes it that the only conjunction goes under that brother. And the second and the third, they combine together. The bottom says it's on the arm of Zek Takasha. The Gemara says later that this is their right. Zechat HaMogen is their right. That you have to say, Azanas HaKarim, Medevacho, Al Ha'aret, Al Ha'aret, Al HaMogen, and Rachim, Al Yerushalayim, Bona Rachim, Yerushalayim, Amen. These three prophets are their right, but the patients understand that the Natori have to say these are three distinct prophets. It's the three different prophets. I don't know if you say one prophet, but tell them the three themes. If the patients is out of the Kasha, how can a Hachamim be legal over here to allow the workers to combine the themes of the second and the third prophets into one prophet? But in that case, the business
is not going to be right. Basically, that's combining all the three things.
Yeah. Right? But our mission is not on bread.
Yeah, but I'm still the same, but that's what you do.
Exactly. So that's the shot. What if a person says, I'll miss you after having bread? So he's not yoytze. Is he yoytze min atayrah? He's not yoytze, he's with the rabbanim, he's not yoytze, min atayrah, he's not yoytze. So that's a big machlokes later on. But that's the sheet is that you're not yoytze min atayrah. That you're not yoytze min atayrah. That because Amos min atayrah requires three distinct brachas. So there's the kasha. It's according to their assumption that you can utter shayim tayt, it's not true. But you just require these three things min atayrah, but all the three things may be included in one bracha. It says the chad was not the uber after. You have to recite a bracha, and you have to include all the three things within the one bracha.
Like bracha,
you include all the whole shmona esrei, all the 13 brachas in the Torah, is in one. And how do you name it? I'm still going to take time because that's just the name of bracha for now. I'm just adding the bracha for now. If you do say I'm like, it doesn't take up so much time. And the other jurist has it, no, even the slight seconds that... Still not nice.
You gotta go down to the street and get work to wash?
Yeah, it seems so. Washing has to wash. I think they assume that we're wearing filling all day long.
Are you working?
I think so. It says the man has there that we only wear tefillin, the man kriyas man shmonesrei. After the davening, we shouldn't even have a snack, and we shouldn't do any work. We should take off our tefillin right away before we're rising in the morning. But we don't anymore that they wear tefillin all day long. And somebody wears tefillin even when they're rising in the morning. Unless they're rising in the morning, it's going to cause a hashanah. But it's not a major problem with hashanah. They wear tefillin all day long.
That Hashem loves
the Yisrael,
yeah, because he said
you should
be
told to just cut off the Kavod HaRasa, because they're all the Rasa. No, the Gemara says, because we've got, even though we only have a Zayah, even though we need to eat today's three, and the Gemara says, you have to eat the Kavod HaRasa, you have to eat a full meal. The Gemara says, you have to eat the meal, because the Gemara is not going to eat, and you can have no food. So the Benjamin is only going to the Rasa. That's how the Gemara goes out of his way to shower kindness on the No, the benching is minatar. It says the chalter is vata v'rachta v'tasham rachecha. However, it says the shema tamo. So the mer understands the chalter is vata v'rachta. You have to say to Allah, thank you very much for the food. However, the chalter means in addition to thanking him for the food, for blessing him for his daughter for the food, you also bless him al ha'ar. And then what does it say? Ha'tayva? Ha'tayva must be referring to Yishalayim. And he says, ha'ar ha'tayva ha'tayva ha'tayva. And that's referring to Yishalayim. That they know that these three things are their right. The first bracha thanks to the food, as long as that song was on the food. The second bracha never will call out on a moment on Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha is on Yishalayim. The Taita's opinion is that Minatera, these must be recited in three distinct brachas. You have to use the benching Minatera if you fail on this, because he mentioned all the three things in one bracha. The Taita has to happen and he make up for the failure. That they should combine the second and the third brachas into one. That's what it says later in the Tesef. How can you do that? So you're not yet to mention. The Tesef says, we do it all the time when Rosh Hashanah calls down on Shabbos. We don't blow Shofar. And Sukkot calls down on Shabbos. We don't blow Shofar.
And they ain't
going to introduce.
They're
rushing the meeting
all the time.
They're going to
take
the extension
of the
rice. That's what
Tesef is doing.
I'm going to work at a Tuesday
on the
street. They're never letting the gas to take the rice. Even in a situation, maybe sometimes they didn't have it. Even in a situation where the obligation to bench is Menatero, not everybody holds to that Gemara that Shazai is going to the Ramon. But in some passages that Shazai is the right, but each one of them talks like that. There's sometimes the Gemara later, which she claims indicates that Shazai is the right. But we talk in otherwise. We talk in actually, they should be needed that it should be there.
But you'll be in
faith,
isn't that in Gemara? Don't just point out the Gemara's best shot and talk to that.
But it's two or three brothers. Yeah, but it wasn't that three distinct brothers. But the question is that there, right there, is that there,
Rabbanah?
Yeah, so there's more. The distinction that in Alamichya, you can combine everything together. And on Ka'as, Eretz HaShalem HaMeskem is Tochal Bo Lechem, Yachal Tov Zorot Tov Yachal 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 Tov All the Shiva Tamin and many of the Shalim hold that the Bracha Achronim on Shiva Tamin, the last year has the Shalim. Some of the Shalim hold that the Bracha on all the Shiva Tamin and Bracha Achronim is their right. Except that there's a difference. Martha says, pick the green, and it says, You have to have three separate brachas, and by benching bracha achrayim after the other shivat aminim, you can include all of these things into the main shalom.
What's the
It's not like it's going to be in shows, so they write to the one of the group, or we send them home, but the only thing that they write is that she gets the bread. Yeah, that's a machlech that time. Yeah, but we don't pass on that. We talk to Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel initially says that you need Gimel Brachas after all the Shem Sunday. We talk to that song, that you only need the benching after bread. So the Shaila is benching after bread, is there right? They say, what about Bracha Achonin after Shiva Samin? So those who show the Raj behold that Bracha Achonin after Shiva Samin is there right? Why? Because the Pasuk left so, and this goes. Eretz Chitin Sari Gevin Tain Abrin, and Eretz Hashem Ed Rosh. Eretz Hashem Ed Tain Asahab Allah, and Mechal Ben Zolot Amirachka. Mechal Ben Zolot Amirachka goes on everything that's mentioned before. But still, Eretz is the cleanest, and Mara has later on that top, and then the Zayin. What is Eretz? It's the cleanest. And with respect to Lech, and you need Gimel Brachas, and I said, respect to Shiva Samin, and you can include everything in one Brachas. So that's just showing how the parents say, Gimel Brachas is their right there. But that's what Tyson told over here. Gimel Brachas is their right there. How can you be maker over here for the fire they need?
So combine
the second and the third block, as opposed to third. Yes, Kapi Rachachon and Lachadom and Akur. The Shaykh Yatasi. Looks like they tell us that we should not blow Shaykhur Hashem's Kali of the Shabbat. That a reason. And that a reason that we shouldn't blow Shaykhur, we shouldn't shake a ruler. They hear they had a reason also. That's a little difficult reason. What's the reason? Cheating about life. Stated about life. All year long. Not once every 5 years, Hashem calls that Hashem is. How often does it happen that the first day Shilkin calls on Hashem? The first day is their right. The first day Shilkin is their right. The rest of Shilkin is not their right. So who's a big deal? So how often does it happen? But here the Mamash Oche every single day of your life unless you're self-employed. If you work for someone else every day, you're not getting the attention of their right. Okay. That's how things are. Yeah, they thank God for having the base of the ministry. Mara says that David HaMelech composed it. Mara says in the days that Moshe Rabbeinu, when the mom came down, they didn't have Eretz Yisrael yet, so they only had the first bracha. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakin, Zichus HaZon. What did Misakin? It was the right thing. He was Misaknein. He composed the Nusach HaBracha to fulfill it in the right. When they crossed over the yard, when they got Eretz Yisrael, and Yeshua composed, Yeshua Misakin, it's a big right thing. He was Misakin, he composed the Nusach HaBracha for and then when David built the Beit HaMikdash, Hashem learned in David. David didn't build the Beit HaMikdash. Why not build it? Means that he began to prepare. When David began, then he composed the Nusach of the third bracha to thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for the Beit HaMikdash that is in the process of building. And then after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, then they changed the Nusach. And maybe Beit HaMikdash will change it back to whatever the Nusach was in the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash, yeah, this is Nusach. Not Rachel, have Rachmanis on the Beit HaMikdash. Give us that, wait a Rachman Shalom. Thank you for the punishment for giving us the baby. Okay, is it understood? Actually, also,
they don't say,
all brachas will be changed. Why did they choose to be the cats like this? It shouldn't have been the cats in war. Maybe they didn't want to settle with Asher Abeyah. Shabbat was the first Muslim? I don't know. That's how Taisha told. As you said, Mishkaf, Ha'acham, La'adom, La'atayra. Okay. What is it, Mar Habaitan? So we have the curious in the Gemara, when the Pelem recite Kriyat Shema, they do say the Brachah L'Fanei Alecha, even though Bichat Kriyat Shema is only the Rabbanah, not that they say. And when they eat bread, the girsa that we had is the Mubakum of Fanali Akhra. But other Shem had the girsa, it's later in the Mubakum. Other Shem had the girsa, they don't say Hamaitis. They only say the Brachah Shalakha because benching is the right, and Hamaitis is only the Rabbana. When it's following Sfilah Shoshmane, they have Len Yard Musnea Tevo. They make a Rechid Dusha. They don't make a Chazorah Sashat. They don't make a Chazorah Sashat. I mentioned, I think, once. Someone had a time, Baal Kos, who lives in my neighborhood, had a time there. And he works in the business center in Manhattan. So whenever he works with his king, with the scribes and princes, whatever they have, minyan to mincha in the bank or wherever, they say a chazorah sashat to him, and he goes to the OU office, they make a chidusha. Are you talking? Oh, rabbi, what do they make a chidusha? They told him that's not enough. No, they told him that's not enough. And that the firm him on Amalab, they're not self-employed in the OU. They're working for an organization. They're working for someone else. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to make a chazorah sashat because you're taking away too much time. From the Balabas' time, but the other people are all self-employed. Self-employed as it is, In Europe, these students, they did high technician because of people's favor. They didn't want to take up an extra 10 minutes from learning Torah. In America, what are they doing Halachic Kedusha for in order to go to high school, in order to go to college? Is that not right? There's no good reason. In the Shulchan Aruch, they only have a Halachic Kedusha in one case, and the Chabad only has one case. If it's late, if it's so late before the Shkia, or before Tetzach HaKavim, whatever, or Exodus, whatever your Nusach is, whatever your Davin Incha, so it's 5 minutes before the end of the Zman, whatever your Zman is, and there's just not enough time to say, Tzilu B'Lach HaTen Tzvi Pei Tzman Esh. You have no prayers, and then it says in the Shulchan Aruch, not in a Halachic Kedusha, but if it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then it's not correct. It's not proper to make a Halachic Kedusha. In fact, the Rav used to say that even if you made a Halachic Kedusha, and everybody finished, and you were Yotzei Kedusha already, everybody entered Kedusha, the fact that you have 10 people who got and see what the Rav is together is Mechayim that you have to have a Hazarka Shatka. Even though you already entered Kedusha, and Kedusha doesn't matter. When everybody finishes the Shema Nesh, and now they're going to have a Chazin, get up and say, But the question is, does Manazali continue to have a Chazaras Hashad? So the Rambam in the Shuba here, why do we still have Chazaras Hashad? If everybody comes to Shul, knows how to daven, the people don't know how to daven, usually don't come to Shul. If yes, that's people in Zichah. So you understand what Chazaras Hashad is all about. But most of the Shul, all the people who come to Shul, know how to daven. So what's the Chazaras Hashad all about? So the Rambam in the Shuba, the motivation that comes is if I'm going to say that I'm going to be one of the Chazorah Kashrat Vlad, then I'll just be saying your data. But once the institute is, so they will be talking about Takana that you have to have a Chazorah Kashrat all the time. So even if anybody's your talking, you have to have. What exactly does it mean? That's what I'm so basic with fond of saying, that the Chachamim when you're talking, you have to have people, big people, and you have to have people, top people. But every individual should have in his private Shemana Esrei, big people. With 10 people gathering in the same room together, synchronizing visual, such one answer together. And in addition to the three of the tzibur, you should have tzibur of tzibur. That the chazan should recite, some shliach tzibur should recite one tzibur on behalf of the entire tzibur. What prompted them, just like in the Rishayim, give that muscle, just like in the Beit HaMikdash, they cried off with one chazan on behalf of the whole tzibur, and everybody was yotzei. Here too, the chazan is like the kohen, who's master of the chazan on Rabbi Amaseah, on behalf of the whole tzibur, even on behalf of the tzibur who don't attend shul. On behalf of what they call the Yom Shabbat service, we know in the end of Rosh Hashanah, the people don't come to shul. They're also yoked in a certain sense with the Hazaras Hashas, just like everybody in all over the world is yoked with the Kabbalah that was brought to the Beit HaMikdash. The people who are there in shul, who are entering on them, who are making it possible for the Chazan in the Beit HaMikdash, you have to have, if you have one kind of sense of the whole Avodah on the Kabbalah, you have to have a whole bunch of Kohanim. You have to have 10, 20 Kohanim to bring one, any one given Kabbalah. You have to share, you have to do the Kabbalah. We divide the jobs on the shul also. We can't have a house, we can't have tefillos atzibur without an inyan. You have to have an inyan. So those who participate in an inyan, the 10 people who are in shul participating, are in fulfillment of an additional mitzvah. They are all participating in making it possible to have the chazorah kasha.
They have a minyan, we have a minyan. Daf Yomi. Every time. So they made a minyan before the Daf Yomi, and they have to make a chazorah kasha. No chazorah kasha, they have a chazorah kasha because I got to disturb the Dafyom. So is that proper?
I suppose it is.
Why should they make that minion?
Yes, he always used to have a Kedusha, and then in the later years, he realized that he was doing wrong. So he said we should change. Rav Soloveitchik himself used to go have a Kedusha all the time. He used to be very exhausted after the Shia. He was very tired. And then later on, he realized that it wasn't right. And then he said he was crazy, but he said he was always wrong. No, in the later years, he insisted on making a Hazara for Shia. I was still there. No. I don't think so. You have 10 people down in Tzilu B'Lachash together. Tzilu Tfilot HaTfilot HaTfilot, 10 people dominate together below. So you don't have the Hazaret HaShas, which is the Tfilot HaTfilot. Sefer Zakar. Sefer Zakar. So the Gemara says that those who are employed by others, they're not allowed to have a Chazor HaShas.
What about the
day night and cafe? And they shouldn't do it either. Since you can do it without Dukhan, they shouldn't do it. What do you do without Dukhan? But I miss them on Earth to Dukhan every day. The Mitzvah on Earth to Dukhan every day. So what do you mean they shouldn't do it? Right there, yes, Korach Lach and Meshay Ve'Alkas. Everything is yes, Korach Lach and Meshay Ve'Alkas. My third friend's on the bench, and they can buy me a second and a third brochus. And yes, Korach Lach, Yach Lacham, Lach, Adon, and Adon, Meshay Ve'Alkas. So by Dukhaning is easier already. Even if there is Dukhan on that day. No, Dukhaning, we don't Dukhan every day. So what's our terror?
Every
call, oh, the Gemara says it's a condition. The only time the Quran are obligated to Dukhan is if they have called upon to Dukhan. But we have the practice, we don't call upon the Quran to Dukhan. We don't ask for that, Mahudi. Why do we choose not to call upon them? Because we're rushing for Parnassus, we're not in a happy mood, eh? Whatever, for the things we do.
The people
over,
he tried to establish it.
There was
a fire. They enjoyed it.
No, there's only going because I'm not Nazareth. Both tried and there was a fire in each case. But they took it as a sin. They tried to reestablish Dukhani every day. They didn't understand. Like, no, they didn't understand. Why don't they Dukhani every day? Why don't they call upon the Quran to Dukhani? Many tried to do Dukhani, even a chutzpah every day. Why? It's not too hard. Why shouldn't you Dukhani every day? That's the point. But you call on the Quran every day to Dukhani. But there's only Goyen and Arnath Nadler, who Arnath Nadler was the Rebbe of Nechsan Seth, and that's the chief rabbi of Egypt. Arnath Nadler, the Rebbe of Nechsan Seth, who were approximately contemporaries. They were contemporaries, they lived in two different countries, yeah, and had some shots with each other. But they were contemporaries, so they both tried to introduce Dukhanin in each one of those letters. And each one, an accident occurred. There was a fire the day before, and it turned out they couldn't daven in, the whole plan fell through. So each one took it as a similar Hashemayim that we should leave in many graders. You don't understand what? So when it says they listen campaign that the Poland don't do it every day, it means that they don't call upon the Quran to do it. No, there's nothing. The proper thing really should be that you should call upon the Quran to do it. And the rest of the people who daven in shul, who are not workers davening on the job, the Quran would call upon the Quran that they should do it. But by the workers, they wouldn't. Perhaps the Gemara, I have a Hatanya, but we have a writer that says the Poland should be the captain. This one is, they should say, Nei Ein Shmon Esrei, they should say, Habi Neinu. And here in this right it says in this following Tfila Shel Shmona Esrei. They say all Shmona Esrei. They don't say Habi Neinu. So the Gemara Amar Hashem says like Kasha Harav and Amil Harav Yeshua. David is an Achlekes in the Mishnah. Are you permitted to daven Habi Neinu all year long? Here's a person is sick in the hospital and he's very weak and he can feeble and he can barely stand up and he can barely correct us to say the words. So a lot of the deal is everybody's matching that you say Habi Neinu. That says it's showing up. Everybody's matching. A lot of people are saying to daven Shmona Esrei. Even when the mom is sick and it says the Shay Salam to say Amen, it's a review. They'd rather suffer and say Shmona Esrei for 2 hours, laying down, taking a nap in between and resting and everything rather than say Amen. They'll say the Pharisee did. And they surely say Amen. And so the person is totally healthy. Is he permitted to say Amen all year? Is it an option? If you want, you can say Amen. If you want, you should say the longer Shmona Esrei. Maybe it's not an option. So that's a mock way to tell someone. But the Gemara suggests, Loikash or Horror, when we are already Yeshua. What does it mean? If you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that you always have the option of saying Habi Neinu all year long, then by the Pa'alim, they're obligated to say Habi Neinu, because otherwise if they're going to say, have the option of saying the Lashon Shmona Esrei or the Kudsei Shmona Esrei, so they must say the Kudsei Shmona Esrei. To say the Lashon Shmona Esrei, they'll be cheating the Bala, so they had an option. Everybody has an option, so they must choose that option. So that's how the Gemara says, if you hold like Rabbi Yeshua, that all year long, even when you're healthy, it's optional to say the abridged form of the Shmona Esrei, namely Habi Neinu, then the Poalim are obligated to choose that action. Great, the Gemara Kashir, Rabbi Yeshua, what, if you all like Rabbi Yeshua, so what's the Chiddush? My dear, Yekor HaMachilu Kol Adam Nami, so Tesha says, well, you know what the Chiddush is. You just said what the Chiddush is. That every other person has the option of either saying the long version or the short version, and the Poalim are obligated to say the short version, they're not allowed to say the long Shmona Esrei because the feeling is going to fall apart just tight. So Tesha says, no, the Gemara Zalton, that's Chiddush. The Taisha says, everybody has the option. So obviously, the Poelim are obligated to be Mekaster. Obviously, they're obligated to be Mekaster. So that was the Mark Kasha, Yeshua, what this is my unit, it's not exactly my unit for my physical autonomy. Everybody is in the same boat. It's not true. Everyone has the option of saying having it if they so choose. And the third am I required to, but the Gemara's kasha was cheaper. Of course they're required to. They're required to bridge as much as possible. So the Gemara now, you know, easy, Rabbi Gamliel. No, the very long because like Rabbi Gamliel. And what? Rabbi Gamliel holds that all your law, you have to say the law from that, unless your mom is not feeling well. That mom is not feeling well. The Lord kasha, can be used in the scharam, can be used in the sudasam. What it means, it depends how much salary they get paid. What happens, sometimes people work, and all the boss pays them is the meal. That's all, they don't walk off with any check. They only get paid the meal. So then they can down in Allah Yishma 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 has to say the long shmonesri, but he's masking that a person is sick. May bridge the shmonesri. Since, even though the problem are not sick, but it's a shaitan kach, not the gamma from the kalabot to study, so you have to, so they should be mekach. Under these circumstances, they have to be mekach. And the Gemara says, bo hatanya, what do you mean, bo hatanya ben ichuso? We have a brisa where a distinction is made between how much they pay. Are they only given their meals, or are they given a check, a salary in addition to the meals? That's another distinction. Now, Lach and Bob said the things between a foil and a kapla. There are other things. No, here's a different difference. Are they paid mamish bakkis, kan bois and the sudasam, and then they daven the same as a regular person. It's understood that they have a right to lead a normal life, because it's hardly their blood, it's hardly paying them anything. But if they get, in addition to the food, they also get a shtikal salary, so then they have to be mekatzel in all of their religious beliefs. They have to bridge as much as possible. And the Hatani ben Ichus, we have a right to draw such a decision. Of course, I'm sure you're listening to the law, it's a bar by you. Don't be ashma, I'm responding, you're going to teach them. Then you're welcome for now, I'm welcome back there. Shtayim. Here's Bryce is saying they have to wear bridge. So this Bryce has the gears, they don't say I'm okay. This is Shabbat, this contradicts the previous Bryce. He didn't say that it's a machalaki satanai, whether the problem is the family. Or the Bach has the Jews on the side, there's a mistake over here. It should say the same as the previous writer. But they do say Hamasi. Reciting Hamasi doesn't take so much time that that's considered genius in a Balabas. But the Bracha, Bruchat Hamasi, after the meal, they have to bridge. I will Bracha Lachareh, Stein, after the meal, they leave out all our Rachmas, they leave out Tevah Meitiv, and even a bridge combining the second and the third Bracha Tevah. Exactly how they say the mention. Bracha Mishrayna, they say Kitikuna, they leave it the same. And the Shneer Soshech with Bichat Ha'ar, the Kerelin, Baini Mishalayim, the Bichat Ha'ar. They have to combine the second and the third Bracha together. And then the Bracha concludes, Lamed, where my mom, when do we require that they should abridge whatever they're abridging, they should make an absolution and abridge the benching, and we got Hamasi, whatever, but I'm not doing a bunch of his karma, they're paying the salary. I'm going to Mrs. Dustman, but if all they get is a meal, I'll show him about Vice Mason in my hand, or the boss is eating with them, and he's relaxed, and he's taking his time, so all this man is there, then it's understood that the finish of Mrs. Dustman, it's understood that you make a Chazaret Hashad, because the people are not expected to work so much. Even the Yoyu, so then the halach is, Rivarim Kitikuna, that's the Maskana. But even the Yoyu, they're supposed to make a Chazaret Hashad. Because Bizman is there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes. So later Ahmed said, if Bizman is there, to assume that they don't get the end of the problem that they should be Moshe Nechazam. So the Gemara suggests that just like there's a chiddush between, in the drive between Haishim Shkarm and Haishim Vishudasam, with respect to bridging the benching, so too there should be such a distinction with respect to the Chazaret Hashad. No, I don't think so. If a person eats without washing, that's an aveira. It takes a lot of time. But they weren't mazir and aveira, they just relieved them from fulfilling mitzvahs. So they said, yishkach yachachamim to the oicher and mitzvahs, shayvi atasir. But they weren't oicher, the thing they said. They didn't allow the fellow to do it either. The Nitzilus Adayim is more important than Ahamaisu. By many people it's understood to be heard. But the Nitzilus Adayim is an Isser. The Mar Erevin, the second type of heaven, told by Rabbi Akiva when he was in prison, the Rum gave him bread and water, the Rum he up and gave him just bread and water, and once he could dry the water in half, he would wash himself to Adayim, and then he would eat his bread, and then he drank the half of the container of the water.
And the Talmudim didn't know. One day, the Talmud brought him in only half a pitcher of water. So he walked into the Kedan, he ate the bread, and he had no water to drink. So the Talmud asked, my house. He said, you're going to die from dehydration. So he said, he'd rather die from thirst, from malnutrition, rather than die from violating the avera of eating bread without Nisroel Kedan. So burns together, you shall have an offer. So if he's looking by the snake, by the figure of the Rabbonis. But he fits my rabbinical
thing.
Why is Amir Sakantini to raise a statement? That is a statement. But he said, this was Amir Chassidus, obviously, in the father of the kingdom. Whatever is himself a Sakana, you can eat the bread. Okay. The details of the exaggeration are problematic in the story of Akiva. What exactly was going on. But the moral of the story is, that is more important to wash until you're dying than it is to say amazing, because washing until you're dying, take for example one who is in Aminus. We already did this many times. One who is in Aminus is not permitted to violate Averis, but it's forbidden to fulfill any mitzvah. So you have to figure out exactly what to mitzvah, what's in Averis. So if he's hungry, he can eat bread. He wants to have a sandwich. So when he eats a sandwich, he's forbidden to recite amazing, and he's forbidden to recite Bechat HaMonis, because that's a mitzvah. I bet it's an Averis to eat food without reciting a bracha. No, it's not really. We say, it's not an Avera. The Avera is the people are mitzvah. It's really a mitzvah to recite Hamaita before you eat bread. Or to recite Shahakal before you drink your coffee. But it's not. But washing is an Avera to eat bread without washing. So he has to wash the Tevil Tezayim before he eats his bread. But he doesn't say the Baruch on the Tevil Tezayim because he only washes to remove the Yisr involved. One who eats bread without having washed is violating the Yisr. But one who washes until he's dying before he eats the bread is also fulfillment of a mitzvah. No, that aspect is not allowed to do. Is it Amina? Because he washes just to remove the Avera of eating bread without having washed, but not for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah. So he washes without a bracha. That's the din of the Shulchanah. If one doesn't have water available, for then he wears bracha, then he'll eat the bread. But if he has water available, he should wash. Like they do. Very good. You need a shear, like anybody else. Yeah. Very interesting comment. On one of the opening Rashi's in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, Rashi has two comments that he puts together. Rashi has one comment that the Chumash in the opening Parshas Vayikra is speaking about Nedarim and Nedavim. There's a difference between Vayikra and Tzav. In Parshas Vayikra and Parshas Tzav, we have only the Kavanas listed open in a different order. And one point is that Vayikra, the Torah is speaking to the Balabatim, and Tzav, the Torah is speaking to the Kohanim. So Vayikra, you start off with Nedarim and Nedavim, so the person wants to volunteer on his own, and then you graduate later on, you get gradually to the Chayvah. Achatos and Hashem and Mechir should do this and that and the other. And in Tzav, it's a whole different arrangement. It starts off with the Kachi Kachi, and it goes down to the Kachi Kama, a whole different status. So if you're speaking to the Kohanim, so you're speaking about the Mohammed Dibidi. So Rashi in the first part of the Klai, the opening Parshas Vayikra is speaking about a Korban Nedavah, and then Sefer Dezibra Rashi writes when it says Adam, it means like Adam Arishon, just like Adam Arishon, it didn't take for that Gezel, because there was nobody around to steal from, and the Gemara says that he brought a Korban, the Gemara Rashi says he brought a Korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shofar, so too, the Zayrite, whoever wants to bring a Korban should be Adam Iken Kiriak, Adam Siak, Adam Iken, a person should bring the Korban like Adam Arishon, he shouldn't bring Menagel, he shouldn't be holding a Mitzvah Gavavir. What does Rashi like? It's Yichas Adim, that's one thing next to the other. This part is speaking about the Dharma and the Dovers, and we dash in the word Adam like Adam Arishon. That's what one of the Achleinim write. Normally, you would have dashed in Adam, Akin, Kurim, Adam, Adam, Mitzvah, Adam, Kurim, Adam. You would exclude, right? Like the Gemara has, at the end of Machalikah Kalkanon, we pass from the Goy, he's not Mishami, the Magam, and Nasa, he's not Mishami, Boyo. So the Parashat Kukas, with the Dinam of Tumas Meis, and Paraduma, and Parashat Kor, that we just read last Shabbos, it says, Adam, Kiyom, is the oil. The whole deal that a Meis, Adam, Meis, is Mishami, Boyo, says, Adam, so the Gemara Darshan, the Shimra, the Darshan, is out in Kurim, Adam, and the Tala Kurim, Adam, the Gemara, have all your infant now, some of them. So here also, we would have normally dashed Adam. Atam Kareem Adam, and the Tanam Kareem Adam. It's only referring to the Jews, not referring to the Goyim. So Rashi gives the Hakadom and no. The Tzotzik is speaking about the Dharma and the Dovas. And Dharma and the Dovas, the Goyim can be it. The Gemara has a separate Tzotzik. Ish, Malam Shalat and Gharam and Dharam Dharam Kisora. The Goyim can't bring a Choyver, it can't bring a Chazas, it can't bring a Rasham. It can't, anything that's called Dovas should be Choyver, a Shkolim, the Mishnah said a Shkolim. If a Goyim brings Shekel, Machta Shekel we don't accept, because the Goyim can only bring the Dharma and the Dovas. The Rashi first says, the Parsha is speaking of thousands, Dharma and the Dovas. Why does it say Adam?
That's the Rashi writes that the Zibra Hechlechot. The word Adam can mean Lemut Yaakum. Mazir HaKod of Arishan, a different Rashi. You're forced into darshaning. Lemute, Nitzvah, Baba Zerag, like God of Arishan, because of the other covenant. This Pasha happens to be speaking about the Zerman of the next 2 weeks, we'll learn...
He says, we don't make a bracha. Why? We're not machmer and tfilas on to make a bracha shechianu. Because the zecher b'yalma. Only a zecher, so you make a bracha. Tell me, on Purim, you make a shechianu. Hanukkah, you make a shechianu. And what's, almost everything you make a shechianu that, which follows the same as the avices, the rabbanas that come once in a while, you know, in regularity, in fact, you make a bracha. Why shouldn't you make a bracha on tfilas alma? Shechianu? Is it, I mean, rather, I'm going to the other terrace. You don't count the weeks, he says, because it's only Zecher B'Yalma. Why? Why not? Why? What's the difficulty? Tell me to answer. I'm going to ask another kasha. That would seem very, very naive. Another shayla is very naive. Tell me, Chachamim were kaveya that you have to count the Omer, you have to have Sfira as the Omer Bezman Hazer. Midiraita, do you have to have Sfira as the Omer Bezman Hazer? According to the sheet of the Bezman. The answer is no. You don't have to have Bezman Hazer because Sfira is totally in Havor. What right does the Chachamim have to be Mitzvah in a whole Mitzvah? After all, it's about Tzitzis. It's a special halacha in the Torah that goes to see from the Grubim Menu. We have a cloud that the Chachamim get the right to be Mitzvah in Mitzvahs and make Yom Tovim and Mitzvahs when the halacha is about Tzitzis. Well, of course, it's a naive question. And the answer is given by the Shonim. See the Rashba, the Ritzvah, many others say that when Chachamim are Mitzvah, there's no Baal Tzitzis involved. What's their proof? And the place they look to is the Halach of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, but in Shmini Atzeres, we have the Halach of Ochlim the Sukkah. Okay. Do you sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres? No, but to have the din of Achila, the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, from there you see that the Chachamim can stretch a bit out and put it in a day when it doesn't belong, according to the Torah, and that's what became the Zodin of Baal Tzitzis. That Ivet says that even if the Chachamim were Kaveya Mitzvah the Doros, there's no Baal Tzitzis. However, the Mordechai, the end of Sukkah, brings up an interesting Arabia. And the Rabia wrestles with the question of how the Chachamim were able to be in the Tzakan Achila Sukkah Shmini Atzeres, where the Torah only says Shivas Yomim, and this is the eighth day. So he says as follows: Kivon the Ika Hakera, the Loi Mavara Kasher Asa Kol Shiva Yomim Lo Havika Moses. Since when you eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, you don't make a bracha. Since you don't make a bracha, it's already a heka that it's not the Araita. Furthermore, about Rishon the Sukkah, he says, how about sleeping in the Sukkah? Rishon the Sukkah Asur, Rishon the Mechzik about Tesis. So what the Rabia, Jesus' Rabia is a very interesting one there. Apparently he disagrees with the other Rishonim. And he holds that the Chachamim do not have the right to declare a mitzvah exactly the way it was done earlier, unless you have a hecka. Right? Unless you have a hecka. And therefore, he doesn't say you don't have to sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. He says it's also you're not allowed to sleep in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres because you need that hecker. You need that hecker, otherwise you're Ezra and Baal Tzitzis. And similarly, another hecker in Shmini Atzeres is that you don't make a bracha on a Leishe Basukah, Yisuve Yazvinon, Ubrucha, Lemba Bachinon. And this is, and the reason for this, says in Avya, is not to be over a losa of Baal Tzitzis. Now, according to that Avya, we can understand in a different way, I believe, the Shita of Amema who counts days and not weeks. And it's not the derech of Rashi, the Shonim have a right to disagree with Rashi, not the derech of Rashi that because it's merely a derabonah and therefore we can skip it, which is the approach too of the Balamah, but a quite different idea. According to that Avya, Amema will say you're not allowed to count Shavuot. You're not allowed to count Shavuot. Because if you're going to count Shavuot, what are you doing? You don't have a hecker between the way we're doing the mitzvah and the way the mitzvah is midiraisa. And therefore you're going to be as about Pesach. But if you skip the weeks, if you skip the Shavuot, What do? You are saying, this is a Drabbanon, and no one should dare mistake it for a mitzvah d'oraisa. So there's no inyan about Tesis. And it has nothing to do with other mitzvahs. I mean, it has nothing to do with, it is not only geared to this particular mitzvah, which is true for all mitzvahs d'Rabbanon. There has to be a hekka, and if you don't have a hekka, you run afoul of Baal Tesis. However, this is a mema. But Abaye and the Rabbanon and the Rabashi, there's no problem with them. Why? Either you'll say that they hold a seer b'smarazeh as mediraisa, like the Rambam does, in which case you have no problem, no need to discriminate between days and weeks, or, following the other Rishonim, you will say that they also agree that it's mediraisa, elamai, that it's a kiyum in tzion hi v'doresh enla. If it's a kiyum in tzion hi v'doresh enla, we said before that they would hold that it has to be mamash the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. How was it done in the Beis HaMikdash? Yomim Ushvuot. So you can't say you have a problem about faces, because this is the mitzvah. This specifically is a mitzvah to do it exactly the way it was done, and not to worry about Tesis. As it were, the Zeicher of a Mikdash is an exception to the whole theme of Baal Tesis according to the Rabbi. So therefore you can't change it, because that's the very nature of Zeicher of a Mikdash, that it has to be managed the way it was done then. Ilulei de Istafina. I would say that the reason, why did the Amema choose days and not weeks? Amema, we said, has to have a hekka. If you have a hekka, why don't you say you should count weeks and not days? Instead of days and not weeks. Ashram talked a great deal about the difference in days and weeks. Perhaps the difference is, what's that? You can count every week. It's like Yom Shiva, Yom Shiva, Yom Shiva, you count later on. You count weeks. You're counting weeks. But why doesn't he want it more than that? Because, for another reason. Because perhaps you have to drop what is the most important. And Shavuot may be more important than Yomim. Why may it be more important than Yomim? First of all, it's Siddur D'Kra. Torah goes first the weeks, and then it goes the days. But more than that, the Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh L'Sporah Sheva Shabbos Nimais Yom Avor Yisraimah Shenemar Sfat Ramachar Hashiva Sheva Shabbos As if the Shavuos is the most important, and along with it, you pull the Yomim. Not only because it's the Krah, but because Shavuos may be the Ikka Mitzvah of Sfiras Alma. And a Mema, therefore, would require that you drop the Ikka and keep only the secondary one. In the same way that according to the Radia, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, you have Achiva B'Sukkah and Sheina B'Sukkah, which is, between the two of them, which is the more significant? Sheina B'Sukkah, because Achiva Sarai is Mutter, but B'Sukkah and Sheina, even a Sheina Sarai you have to have in the Sukkah. I'm hung up on this, but this is a suggestion. Okay, so therefore, Rashi and the Balamar were Mavaya, the Din of Anema, as they, like, because they, like most of the Shonim, hold that there is no problem about Pesach in the Mitzvah Rabbanan, and therefore there's no other way to explain our Neymar except to saying, "Is Zeichel the Mikdash be Alma?" Therefore, you don't have to be medactic so much in Yomim and Shavuot. However, that's because they have no other parish, no other problem with it. However, according to what we said, that's only according to our Neymar. One second, but you can't say according to them that there was that he chose Yomim and not Shavuot because of the reasons we said, because they have no problem with it. I mean, they themselves agree with the, not with the Rabbi, but with other Rishayim. But this is only according to a Neima, for whom Zeichel and Mikdash is the same, there's no difference in quality in Chalais of all the other Mitzvahs, it's only a continuation of the other Mitzvah, but according to Abaye and the Rabban and the Rabashi, in which for whom it's a Kiyam and Sion hi Doresh Einla, you don't need any Hekka. You don't need any Hekka. Why don't you need a Hekka? Because that's the whole nature of the Mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is not to have a distinction. It's to be mamish the way it used to be, and therefore that has to be done differently from other. It is different from all other mitzvahs. It has to be done mamish the way it's done in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash had yomim and shvuot, and therefore according to Ravashi, mani yomer umani shvuot. However, of course, when you step back, that you have a problem. What do you do with a meima? With the Gemara that says in Sukkah that lulav anarova. All 7 days, they have a mikdash. Where's the hekka? We have no hekka. Isn't there a problem there about basis? What do you do about Korach? Seichel and Midrash Kehillo. What kind of hecker do you have that's different now from what it was then? According to those that he's shown, we hold that Pesach was not part of the Korach. According to the Shem, we say that Hill was Korach by Pesach. But if you don't say that, how do you have a distinction? But there really is no kasha from Lulav and Adava, because the very fact that we're doing it bigvudin and doing it in chutzlaris without a basin because is the greatest hecker in the world. Similar to the idea not sleeping in the sukkah. Also, the problem of Korach is not a problem, because when the Beis HaMikdash was, when there was a Beis HaMikdash and you ate Morah, or you ate Korach, how did you make a bracha on it when you ate Korach? Of course, you made a bracha. Shekhashon is first of Itzibon, while the Filas Masa, Umrorim. And Raman says that this man has there, you don't make a bracha on Korach. Raman says as follows. The Chozer, the Korach, Matzah, and Mora, the Tovel Bacharosis, and Amram held that Matzah is also, has to be Tovel Bacharosis, the Ochlan Beloi Brocha, Zeichel, and Mikdash. And notice, the Ochlan Beloi Brocha, Zeichel, and Mikdash. What is the Rambam being dyke in his Lashon? The Zeichel, and Mikdash doesn't go on the Akibah of Korach, it goes on the Lamb of Ein Bavarkin. The fact that you don't make a Brocha is a hecker, in the same way that the Radia says, that not making a Brocha on Leishiv, a Tukish, Mini, a Feras, is a hecker. So this would be a shita for those who hold like the Davia, that you're able to face it unless you have a hecker. But here with Korach too, the fact that we don't make a bracha today on Korach is enough of a hecker to make it as if to not to run afoul of Baal Pesach. When it comes to Sfiras Om, however, you can't say that the fact that it's done outside the Beis HaMikdash is a hecker, because it's a Sfira Simon may be contingent upon Havoyah Simon. It's only the Zman, not the Mokin. The fact that it's a different place makes no difference whatsoever. Now, let me conclude by trying to explain these two fundamental shitas that we had. One of them, that the mitzvahs, that when the Chazal says Zeichel and Mikdash, it is merely a continuation of the original mitzvah, but we are doing it because trying to remember the Mikdash is the Svara Chisonis, it kicks off the idea, but the Chalais is a Chalais in Sfira, a Chalais in Luv. And the other opinion, that it's a separate Kiyam of Duraji Sion Ein Luv. The Etzem, I would say that those who hold that it's a Kiyam in Sion He Duraji Ein Luv hold, after all, when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorov, it wasn't simply that a great Beis HaMikdash was Chorov. It was a devastating change in the whole Derech HaChayim of Am Yisrael. In Tumah and Tahara and Havoyas HaKorbanos and then the Golos, Vatumis and Mises, the things that occupied Jews in their daily lives were suddenly pulled out. It was a tremendous vacuum. So Chazal were concerned that the absence of the Beis HaMikdash not only would create this cataclysmic change in the nature of our lives, but they were concerned too that as a result we would forget Chas V'Shalom, the Beis HaMikdash, would vanish from our consciousness. And so they wanted to do everything they possibly could to remind us, in good ways and in bad, in happy ways and in unhappy ways, that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and we do not have it, and we have to keep up our hope for it. The idea is focused on the Beis HaMikdash itself. The second shita that holds that it's a kiyum in a mitzvah rather than a separate kiyum of Sion Hi Doresh Ein La, but hold after all, the Beis HaMikdash itself was a mitzvah like all other mitzvahs. But it's not that everything pointed to the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash wasn't the ultimate end of all Avodat Hashem. Quite the contrary. The Beis HaMikdash was a means to Avodat Hashem. It was a means to be Mekarev Yisrael Aviyam Shav HaShemayim. It was not an end in itself for me. We read a few weeks ago Parsha Truma. Do you remember the Haftorah? The Parsha Truma. V'hidvar Hashem v'shlomo le'mor. This is the Malachim Aleph. Habayit Azer Asher Atob Barneh. In telech l'chukos ha'ayvet mishpat ha'ayta ha'aseh v'shemartas kol mitzvah esat mishpat ha'elon lachet lehem laki mozi ez variv itach asher dibarti yodah v'davicha v'shachanti v'sorot v'nei yisrael v'l'ezav am yisrael. The Beit HaMikdash is a means to get HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael close to each other. But it is not the ultimate purpose of all Torah. Let me go to this week's parsha. The Haftorah of the Kudei, two prophim later. This is Melech HaMelech Perek Ches. We're going to read it this Shabbos in Yisrael Hashem. We read of this elaborate pageantry of the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash by Shlomo HaMelech. And the Oren is brought in, pardon? I know it, but it's a Haftorah of the Kudei. We're not going to read it, but it's a Pasha. But it's the Pasha of Kudei. I'm not saying it because I want to be Dash and being Yon of the Yemba. It so happens that I would have the Pasuk even if it were Pasha's Hanukkah. But it's interesting. One Pasuk that always intrigued me. Here, the dedication of the Beit HaMikdash, what does it culminate in? Bringing the Oron into the Mikdash. And the Torah, and the Pasuk says, and aside, a little aside, bringing in the Oron and the Oracle Habadim and all the description of what's going on, and a simple Pasuk. Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos avanim hashashin hi asham moshe b'charev yitim. God knows what's in that Oron. Oh, silver, great, wonderful things, secret scrolls. No! The Oron was very simple. It had nothing but the luchos. And some simple Sefer Torah, and nothing fancy. Ein b'horah rak shnei luchos avanim hashashin hi asham moshe b'charev asher korah v'ashem im b'nei Yisrael b'sefer Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of everything. The Beit HaMikdash, the magnificence, the glory, the beauty, all of it was dedicated to one purpose only. Kiyum HaMitzvah, Shmirat HaShimirat HaMitzvah, doing the Torah, and therefore from this point of view, Zecher LaMikdash means, if you want to remember the Beit HaMikdash, what do? Then you provide more ways for Am Yisrael to be connected to Aviyam Sheva Shemayim. And if they can't have Shmirat Shoma because there's no Beit HaMikdash and Zecher LaMikdash, they should have Shmirat Shoma. And you are doing the mitzvah of an Omer mitzvah. And if you have the Tiva Tulav, what do you want to say that? Because there's no Beit HaMikdash, choose the Chalila to get the whole mitzvah? No. Continue the mitzvah of Lulav. And the Zecher HaMikdash is the reason why we have mitzvahs of Rabbanan, which are continuation of the same mitzvah that we had once upon a time in the days of the Beit HaMikdash. With this I will conclude that really these two shittas go back simply to how you read the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is the critical Pasuk that we're talking about. Again, the Torah says, that Pasuk itself tells you what? That you have to remember Sion, right? The next Pasuk says, Ko'amar Hashem, Hineni Shor V'Shvut V'Hol LeYaakov. What does that mean? Going to build up Yerushalayim, going to do a great job on all the infrastructure of the city. The Nivnefer Ir Al Tila, Shutai Kamashmar, the city will be built up as every good city has to be built up by good urban planners. The Armon Al Mishpato Yeshe. The palace will be the Al Mishpato. What is that? What does the Armon refer to? It's a mikdash. So what do you see? If you read the first pasuk followed by the immediate pasuk afterwards, the purpose of Tzion Hidoresh Engla is the Beit HaMikdash. And the kiyum of Tzion Hidoresh Engla means focus on the Beit HaMikdash at the end. Chazal simply didn't want us to forget. And they wanted us to remember the Beit HaMikdash. The other shita would say, very good, very fine, but you also have to go down two psukim later. And two psukim later, the Navi says as follows. V'hi yisam li li'am v'anochi eyeh lachem le'lokim. I'm not interested merely in an edifice complex and building up a Beit HaMikdash for its own sake. The purpose of the Beit HaMikdash can't be forgotten. And the higher purpose is, I'll be a God for all of Klal Yisrael, and they will be my people. This means that the whole purpose of the Tzion Hidoresh Engla is to draw us closer, to make us more in connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that means simply to have more mitzvahs, and therefore the focus is not on the Armon, but the focus is rather on the Yisam Li Leom Vanuchi Eil and the Kim Ul the Kim. It has to be on the mitzvahs themselves. Rotsa Kadosh Baruch Hu is Zakos Yisrael. we read Lefichach Kibolehem Torah and Mitzvot. So the Torah and Mitzvot is the Ikar, for which everything else is the Tefil. And therefore the Chaleshem of the Mitzvot is the Mitzvot themselves, rather than the Beis HaMikdash by itself.